This conference will now be recorded.
The map of the water system that we got.
Okay, you're live.
That's supposed to be another thing.
Live?
Okay, I'm
live. Live.
I think
their motor leaves
tonight. No, this question is going on. We're in shape for a great system.
Okay, it's time to start. Hello, everyone. This is Conley Bass. It's been noticed that there would be a workshop meeting of the Smith City Council on June 3rd, 2021 at 5 p.m. at the City Hall, 143 Wilcox Drive. This meeting is open to the public. It's also being a telephonic meeting. No action will be taken at this workshop. The regular meeting will start at 6:30. So it is now 5:03 p.m. and this workshop is now in session. Y'all want to discuss anything on the agenda? Nothing else?
We'll bring it up to y'all today.
Okay.
Today, you know, it's my grandmother's passed away. So she's going to be in the basket for New Mexico for the next week or so. So if y'all keep her in your prayers.
Okay, we sure will. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, she's been sick for a little while.
Yeah. Please mute your phone. We can hear that if somebody needs them. Okay, thank you. All right. Y'all want to start? Or maybe just go down the line on the agenda. City engineer, you got something you'd like to say on this workshop? You're on the agenda, item number 4.
I do.
Put it in the holder, then we'll do that.
I'll turn that off.
That's how much that is.
My report is about a meter moratorium, and it refers to Falls County, Horseshoe Bend, and Friendly Oaks area. But and there is a resolution that I've got off of the website. And the resolution is the one, I think, or something close to the one that was used back when, before the Talbot well was drilled. Mm-hmm. So it talks about getting a well supply and designing a well and finding land for a well and that kind of stuff. So that really doesn't fit the situation that we have because we have a problem primarily in Falls County. It's not all of Falls County, the part that goes out Highway 7 on each side of Highway 7, you've got some capacity. But there's a large part of it that is dumped.
Is that on Old Bradley?
Oh, yeah. Well, the
north, 438, 437.
Go ahead. We got a planned improvement on Old Bradley.
Yes.
That was to resolve that. But it was never constructed. Mm-hmm. So that's what we need to do, but the problem is that I don't know where all the meters are that are out there now. Some of them have been taken out, some of them added. And so what I'm going to recommend on this item is that you do pass a moratorium on meters in Falls County until I get the hydraulic analysis and mapping update done. So I know where the thing is. So I will do another one of these. It has new maps. It has everything else that's been done. Because there's been a lot of, this talks about a lot of improvements that have already been done. And so we need one that has a new set of maps that have all those included. And we need a set of the hydraulic analysis that includes those, plus all the other meters and improvements that have been done.
Well, I hate the word meter moratorium, because that implies to everybody that we do not have water. And but that's not good for the city.
I'm just hoping they will need to recognize it.
Okay, I really
implies we don't have water.
Yes, that's what it looks like. do you think that meter studies would suffice for this? Because there's some areas that can get meters. When you have a moratorium, that means no meters.
But that's just false counting.
I know that.
We could, the problem that I ran into is we didn't have any requests involved in a long time.
Yeah.
And now we've had some. Some requests and I can't tell you, they can send me a meter study, but I can't give you results because I don't know enough about that.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
One possibility is that you could choose not to pass a moratorium until we get through with the mapping update and rock analysis. We figure out exactly what we need to do to fix that problem so that you can do that capacity for additional meters, or at least your system is going to find it, which is what I shoot for.
Yeah.
So then you can decide. But the meter studies that come from Clyde County, I'll continue to do them. I've been doing them. Just like I can't give you an answer at this point in time.
Okay, that's good enough. Okay, Mr. Thomas, what do you got?
Now that area there, certain areas out there we have the capacity. It's off the line. But as a whole, it's not. Most of them are 2 inch or less. And leave 438, 437, and some other ones about 451, 456, and at 437, 435, there's a 4, and the 6 goes out past the liquor store. Now, how many feet it goes, I can't tell you. I ain't gonna make it. But I know about what this man that wants the meters out there. I know the land well. 13. It's around 20,000 feet, give or take. Now, in the past, those people wanted water. They come in here and plot for it. For me, they would send it to you. And then they paid you, true?
Right.
And we already knew the answer to start with. That ain't acceptable. We're going to deny it. So I agree, it needs to be a moratorium in Falls County. As of now. Now, the problem is, Archie Bend in Friendly Oaks is their ballgame. That's around the well site in Friendly Oaks, the old small lines around the old well site in Archie Bend. There's big lines there, but it doesn't go back up in there to field. So, my thinking is this. So this sewer is gone. And we can go ahead and do some other things to plan and study, but we're not going to know what we're going to have to do for the money. But we can't really, I'm not in favor of spending $16,000 on another hydraulic study today. Because to me, when it comes time that we got to have the money to do it, now unless somebody wants to borrow it, it's okay to me. You can borrow money as long as you make money. But I'm not in favor of people in Falls County or places where we know we're not going to give a meter to come in and 540 Union Charter. And we know the answer to begin with. That's not acceptable to me as a council member and as a citizen of this community. So I agree with you the moratorium. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead. Mr. Wiggins.
Johnny, who did you say wrote this? I suspect it was probably, I honestly don't know. I'm just looking at this, and it refers to a well. Okay? And I know that there was a point in time when, before the public well was completed and finished and put in service, we didn't have, the city didn't have enough water to serve anyone. We were right at the limit.
Yeah.
And so this moratorium was passed to have a basis for explaining why we can't have meters until that's done.
Okay.
So the same moratorium was passed back then. Something close to that. I don't know if that's the same one or not.
Okay. What happened was I found the moratorium, I emailed them to Tina, and evidently Pam and I both did not change it to me exactly. We've never written one of those before. So we pulled it
Sam wrote this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So what
was the first line though?
On the moratorium, then, I mean, we're basically saying I'm going to be this, and what do we base that assumption on? Yeah, this one right here talks about no ears anywhere.
We had that several years ago.
Yes.
And it lasted for railing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this one here that we're looking at, and the letter says no ears.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
What's your bend?
Jay was shaking his head though.
What's your bend? Like you said, it doesn't need to be upgraded, but with the manpower we have, we can't do it. Because there's only four of us, and if we tackle something like that, and we get a problem across town, or wherever, then that job's going to sit there until we can get it back to it.
Well, that's a different thing, I understand.
But no, I'm just saying that's why.
We have a contractor to do that. If y'all not expected to do a big job, that's too big a job for y'all.
Right.
Yes, Tanya.
I don't know why we weren't told before tonight that that was not correct. Is there any way you can tell us what we need to strike out and add to so that the council would be able to vote on it tonight on the resolution itself?
I think we can just do false count if we want to.
We don't have to pay them a little bit. Resolution, correct? Because you're going to be voting on passing the resolution if you take resolution, correct?
I don't think I can do that tonight. But if you want me to do that, I will rewrite this where it is for Falls County. And I will probably be a little bit more specific than Falls County and talk about the county roads that are out there that we know are out of compliance. You do have an area on Highway 7 that has a big enough pipeline. If somebody came in and wanted to put a store or wanted to put apartments or whatever out there, you got capacity for that. But if you don't, on those small, I have an example there.
On 7, if the 6 goes out so far, and then it goes to the 4 and the 2 on the other side, and it goes on from that line, goes all the way down to 435 with the 4. And it goes down to 438 and goes back 435 goes to Lane. And you get 438 there and goes forward something across the flat 39. Yeah, that man has been wanting these extra meters out there, 13 of them. And that's what precipitated this study. True false.
There's actually
part of it. That's part of it.
Yeah, there's that property has been looked at before with a 20 meter, and then there's another place on
We're just talking about this 13.
Okay.
Come up with
it. Yeah,
and that big man keeps asking, just tell me what's going to cost. Tell me what's going to cost. And then I'll see if I can do this. Well, I made this suggestion. You would take 21,000 feet. Now, you put 6 inch line after plus put it in, he can do that. But when you do that, you can tie it in to 435, goes Bruce Lane, 438. That would help our system. But 13 meters won't allow us as a city to have participated, even though it helps us in other areas. So it's the same as Robin Road. You get enough meters to make a treatment long enough to the city, and we can help participate. We can't get 1 meter. And the answer to that is come to the crossroads and extend that sucker up there so far as the city. To the 3 and 1.5, you just found him back 6 all the way. But that's something that we need to study. And I can see that we can do all that now with the financial situation we're in with the sewer company. Because I'm a little apprehensive about the sewer coming in. Those things have been booming. But that's my opinion. Thank you for giving me the equipment. One thing. Talking about the well and that other study, it's just, it was somewhere in here. It ain't in here.
No, it's not.
I haven't seen it.
No, it's not in there.
So where is it?
That was before the well.
This is 17, 6-6 or 17.
I think.
So I don't think you made it in, but the well come before that, but I don't think.
So when it was passed before, this is the one for
you? I don't know.
15.
This is 17th, you're 7 years. June 6th is 17th.
But I was trying to figure out when this moratorium was put in. I'm thinking that it might have been.
Well, there was a lot of time people called up here and they said, we don't want this and that and buy this land and that. And people said, we don't have no water. That's not true. We've always had plenty of water for a while. And then the well come on up there and you plug the eddy well. Now, on this subject of the well, we're very fortunate in September and October. Well, but my house went down, and then a few weeks later, the Freddie Oaks went down. Y'all took out the line across Bethany Road. Understand why? But there's a way to solve that. We were lucky that we weren't out of water. If we'd been in the drought, people would have had to ration water when they had any. You can't feed this system too many ways. HBQ tells you that. You put piers across that creek over there. Concrete piers in case you put a line on there and tie that sucker back in. I just want this council to understand what we're dealing with here. With no water, there's no growth. I don't care how much sewer you got. They ain't going to move here if you ain't got the size of water lines to make a move. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, I'm good.
I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you, sir. Yeah, I just, it seems just off the top. This ought to be put off to the next meeting. We put it in the agenda for all three of these areas to be under a meter moratorium, and that needs to be changed. That's not what we're talking about. Is that correct? I mean, to understand that this is wrong, this meter moratorium is wrong.
The resolution is not correct.
And then also in the moratorium, it discusses acquiring land for a new well.
Well, what about you? If y'all wanted to afford it tonight, we could change the resolution.
Yeah.
We could take out the part. And you could take out the word you can. You could take out the part which states that you all can. So if you're going to car, the probably goes with you then.
What I'm saying is table it, bring it back where it's on the agenda, and we've got, but as far as the moratorium, I had other issues, with the moratorium, and it was beyond just learning now that it was not correctly stated. So it's like authorizing, at least a couple of these items need to come to council. And as we go along in the project, step one, we do the analysis. Okay, I'm very much a layman, so apologize if I'm not completely understanding everything. First, we do the analysis. Now, on the moratorium in Falls County, if that's recommended to us by our engineer, and we've got people agreeing with it, I'm okay with that if that's what's recommended. I don't like taking people's money when we know they're not going to be given a meter. So, but it would need to be clearly explained, as the mayor's first concern was, that we send a wrong message out to the community. And so, anyway, but those are the things I was going to say. I'm just glad to know this is a template that was pulled out from the past, but we should have had some input on it before it was put out to the public.
And then the
public.
And then the
whole council was aware of these problems. You remember, Mr. Taylor.
Yeah.
But there were three big things that we needed to do. Falls County was one of them. But we decided the council meeting to more or less put this on hold until after the sewer was done, to concentrate on the sewer. But we expected to have a sewer in 2 or 3 years ago. But here we are, right through a wait. In the meantime, we still have the water problem. But yes, I know that.
The reason.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Mr. Mayor, that sounds like Mr. Dowell.
What we're going to have to do, I've been very lax with everybody, because this is a little town of Bruceland, it's not Dallas or Houston. But we need to start following strictly parliamentary procedures. Everybody butting in and talking. From here on out, if you want to talk, you get permission to talk. And quit whispering in my ear, because I can't hear what you say anyhow.
Laying some ground rules down, that applies to these people out here.
It applies to everybody.
Yeah,
you don't need to
be talking when we're talking up here.
Virginia,
or
Virginia. I'm sorry that it has to be that way, but it's getting to where it's got to be that way, or I'm out of here.
Of course.
I'm not going to be in charge of meeting with all this interruptions and disruptions, and I know this, I know that, you know. We've got a man here that's worked for the city, and we're going to listen to him. That's our only choice. So yeah. We don't have anybody else to ask. So. Anyhow, go ahead. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a question to ask you. Don't you think, instead of saying Falls County, we need to be specific? Will we mean in Falls County? You said a while ago there's places that we do have enough water.
There is places where you have enough water, and I would recommend a moratorium be pretty specific on where you don't have capacity, and that be the places where you don't have capacity. So you're right.
Yeah.
And I think the moratorium can be tool where that happens.
Yeah.
I agree. Mr. Father.
Do you have any idea what it costs in the black dirt?
Not off the top of my head. If I know.
How many of these lamps you put in?
A barn?
Just some past experience. What do you cost to put in 15 lines black dirt?
I don't know.
Okay, let's move on.
But you ain't finished.
Well, you said enough.
Well,
recognize you're out of order.
Okay.
You're out of order, Mr.
That's it, okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have one comment about this report. And on page 2, it talks about your existing facility, and the Talbert well is listed in the fourth paragraph. So when this was done, the Talbert well was in service. So you didn't have a water supply problem anymore.
Right.
And the moratorium was not in effect. So.
Okay, good. Yes.
You know, one more thing, Mr. Mayor. It will be my recommendation, too, that whenever the preliminary report is put out here, the resolution, and then be sent to the council prior to the council meeting. There's plenty of time, and in case we want to change it, because I'm going to recommend right now, my recommendation is to change language in items 1 through 5 instead of the mayor and city administrator to say the mayor and city council. Or 2 through 5, say mayor and city council, and item number 1 to say the city engineer, water superintendent, and city council. That's going to be my recommendation amendment to that. That's all, sir.
Okay, thank you. Do you have anything else, Mr. Taylor?
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Yes, Tommy, that's about the letter.
I'm confused on what Mr. Williams just said, because council members usually would attack on Friday, so you would have your packet and everything in it, plenty of time to make any changes before Monday.
Okay, but... Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What I mean by that is, we know right now this is going to come out. And we know it's going to be on whatever next meeting we have. And I've already said what my recommendation would be. And that might be some other council members' recommendations too, so we can send that out to us ahead of time. Then I can send it back to you and say, well, why don't you amend it to be this? Instead of wait till we get here at the council meeting, and then somebody says, well, I don't like it the way it is, let's vote to change it like this. Now we've got to change it, then we've got to bring it back. And that's what we're
talking about. Mayor, ask you again.
Yes.
So that makes sense. Mr. Saber said he's going to do it for us. So as soon as he gets it to me, then I'll award it to you all. And if y'all have any changes, then y'all can make the changes. Forward it back to me, then I'll forward it back to Johnny to make sure it's good. And then in the future, that's what he'll handle that.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Tom.
Was that pertaining to where about barn lane going out or anything?
Yes. All of that. Like I said,
I agree with what your statement was, because I will never, if the councilman agreed, for those people there to go into obligation citizens without council approval.
No, but you don't ever know who we're
going to. Item C on there is discussing the food Mr. Gershon's letter concerning the Creekside Ranch, Foster Ranch attorney. What is this? Does this need to be discussed?
They didn't know letters in here somewhere. Good to me, Mr. Bates.
Okay.
I don't know about the other council members.
Yes, go ahead, Johnny.
I got an email and I actually got a phone call with Mr. Gershon's assistant attorney. And it turns out the attorney they were going to send this letter to is no longer representing Foster Branch. So they don't even know where they're going to have to put their attorney representing them now. So what he suggested is we send the letter to the actual corporate offices of Foster Branch.
Yes.
So their attorney quit.
Is that about the easement?
Okay. Mr. Terry,
agree with that.
You want to ask
me? I don't want to ask. Okay. That's not my problem. The city had an easement, and then they decided to make a combination easement for all the other utilities.
Yeah.
And the city don't want to do that.
No.
That's all I need to know.
Okay.
Let's move our item five, Water Department report from Gaines Fry. You want to say anything?
It's for 2 months, because I didn't have to bring it out last month.
Now, this is a workshop, y'all can talk about any item you want to.
I'll get you one, Mayor.
I don't.
It's just a report of what we've been doing for the last 2 months.
Yeah. Y'all been busy, I know that.
You mean you've been doing something, James?
Thank you.
We've been, but I don't know.
Okay, is that all, James?
That's not on the water.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything they would like to bring up to you anytime?
With Gene?
With Gene.
Our maps, water meter maps. Updates all those maps updated.
Me and Pam were going through them, and she was marking meters. And if I noticed they should have been on this side, I told her we moved them and we're going through them. And I marked this one, it's the lines that I've dug up and found. If I run across it, then we know it on the map. If they haven't, then I can't ask them if I don't know it.
So, that's my ability or knowledge, it has to be since we're being
here lately.
Yeah, Ms. Bishop.
Does that make change the subject for a moment?
Yes.
Okay. So originally in the agenda I had a conditional use permit. However, I had no instructions on how to do one. Again, this is the very first time I've had two of these. So I was kind of blind, and I did call CML and I did call to try to get information. They kind of gave me guidance as best they could in the blind. Well, upon doing research, Mr. Wiggins had contacted Pam and said this have that public hearing, blah, blah, blah. With that, found more additions to the ordinance that I didn't see when I was first doing my research, initial research. So Then I had to contact TML and ask them, do we have to have a public hearing for this conditional use permit? And she said, yes, you do. But she said, whenever, she said, let me ask you a question. I was like, what's that? She said, was there another home on the property before the ordinance, rezoning ordinance came in place? And I said, to my knowledge, yes. She said, y'all should have a non-conforming ordinance.
We have that.
And I said, we do. And so I sent it to Christy Drake. Christy said, he doesn't have to have a special conditional permit because the 17101 ordinance covers things so he can have a mobile home. He can replace his existing mobile home with a new or better mobile home. So when you get to that item, you can just let that item be dead. It's not even, I'm sorry I have it on there. I'm sorry I didn't know all the facts. I learned a big lesson this week from this research. And I have copies if y'all want to see it as. Chrissy did tell me I had to get the confirmation from our city attorney just because they can't tell us how legal yet. So I did contact our legal attorney, and he, or she, Neil Purple advised us to send it over to Shell. Neil Purple forwarded over to Stephanie Schwab, and then Stephanie Schwab said yes, that they can put a mobile home there under section 17-101 ordinance.
So what it now says, he doesn't even need a permit.
He doesn't have to do anything.
Doesn't have to do anything.
Right, I'll answer any questions.
If he had a mobile home there before, and we didn't have an ordinance, he'd been out of compliance all these years. So he's been in compliance all these years, so to me it wouldn't be a deal. Either we'd like to make a move mobile home or pass an ordinance, he could have one there to start with. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I don't know why I'm trying to do everything legal.
Yeah.
Where y'all are aware, I'm not trying to do anything about anybody's that. If you got a question, ask me, come to the house, whatever. You know, I'm just trying to make it better for us.
Just go ahead and do what you got to do. Just so you're in compliance, of course, with the other. Like you got to have time. You're going to do all that.
You know what I mean? Anybody come to the house, yeah. I'll work it out. You know where those right now. We're going to move it up.
Go ahead.
I'm going to put it in front of the back. Yeah.
Okay.
Where I have
we can't get insurance. They're pretty close to the creek, and they won't insure.
Too close.
We were trying to make sure the city administrator and Hendon's employee, we were trying to make sure that we were doing it right.
Exactly.
So we didn't want to, you know, I didn't get any favors. Yeah, I don't want to. But they think, well, I'm going to let that slide because it's, you know, whatever it is, it's better to put it out there. But I learned a lot.
Everything is in, within the law, and any requirements the city has, he's fulfilling. So there's no problem. No special treatment.
And that's why I didn't want it.
Exactly. I understand that.
Free
credit
too.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It's off the record.
No,
but if it's just a preliminary, I just want to know why you didn't continue that bicycle fence down the front. I know it.
That is pretty, isn't it?
It's pretty different, I guarantee you that.
Out of order.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to talk about anything on the agenda? Anything at all?
Wait for the agenda.
Go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead.
On these items, like at the end of the agenda.
All of those are put on there by Mr. Wiggins except number 12.
I was just going to say some of these and then some of these items under Sonia's report. Could we save time?
Yes, we could.
By talking some of these things through, if it's something that you want to wait until the regular meeting, I was just going to ask the question: are some of these things that could save us from having such a late night? If we could talk them through.
Yes, good idea.
Okay, just a question. I don't know what the rest of the council thinks about it, but. Just a question.
You want to talk about start? Okay, so.
I wouldn't mind talking about that one about putting a certain amount of things on the agenda.
That's the one I put on there.
Number 12.
And we can't talk about that?
Yeah, we can. Talk up loud.
Because I don't think we should have this many items on an agenda.
What I propose, now this is just me and I don't have a vote. She has to make the agenda, and of course the mayor has a right to put something on there. Whatever has to go on there goes on there, and then maybe the council could be limited to say one or two items, and that's all. Because these meetings have got to work, some of them it's after 9 o'clock when the meeting's over, and it starts at 5. That's 4 hours, that's half a day. And we used to have meetings, most meetings never went over an hour, unless it was really a big meeting. And another thing I'm proposing is that anybody that wants to put anything on the agenda, you know, the public can put anything they want, but they have to turn it in at 5 o'clock a week before the meeting. And I think that should apply to the council members too, and that way they have plenty of time to prepare the agenda and get it out on Friday so that you can have it over the weekend to look at it. And then it's posted 72 consecutive hours before the meeting. That's the reason we had the council the last meeting. It was 20 minutes after 5 before it was discovered. And the meeting had to be canceled. We called and checked with the lawyer to be sure. And they said, yes, you cannot. So you cannot have the meeting. That's the reason I had to cancel that meeting, and that's the reason we're having this meeting tonight. But sometimes somebody calls at the last minute or 20 minutes before time to put it out, and I want this on there, I want this change. That's a big deal to redo this agenda. How long does it take you to redo the agenda? Depending.
If I've already dumped it into the PDF or the auction account, if we've already put it in the PDF, that means we have to pull it back, put it in Word, change it in Word, and change it to PDF. It opens up a lot of room for mistakes. That's what happened with this last. Pam and I were working on it, and somehow the date got slipped.
Right.
We're going back and forth between converting it to files because the part on the website, it has to be PDF.
But the council can. And sometimes you just find, that's how you make a mistake.
And then you're
answering
phone calls, you're
But the council tonight can make a motion, second, and vote to put a limit on how many items the council member can put on the agenda and put a time limit to turn that in if y'all want to vote that way. The council can legally do that, right? Okay, Mr. Wiggins, did you?
Don't let Robert add his hand up for us.
Okay, you first, Robert.
Yes, sir. On the agenda items under the ministry report, and the council, plus the mayor, put on some of these things are difficult, and they will be dispensed of what I can understand or concern is some of these were follow-up items that ministry to put on besides the council member or the mayor. Now, my experience is I've been here 6 months or however long it's been. When the council members or the mayor or anybody else puts a thing on there, it seems like all of the council members' agenda items get pushed down to the bottom. Administrators' things get pushed to the top. Now, that's where the agenda looks long, and I'm not.
It wouldn't matter. I am talking. It doesn't matter where you put them. They're here. Whether at the end or in the middle or at the first. What difference does that make?
Well, sometimes it's duplicated, is what I'm saying.
It's silly to have all of these items on this agenda, and most of the stuff. It just needs a little simple phone call instead of it. Not even coming and talking.
nobody's limiting anybody else to put things on there. I can't see that the council ought to be limited with them.
I said the council may, if they told the three of them decide to limit it, legally they can do that.
I heard that when you first stated it, Mr. Mayor, that you said the council ought to be limited on the number of items to put on it.
Yes, if the council votes for it, that's the reason it's on
there.
So the council can vote on it.
I'm finished, sir. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Williams.
Okay. I don't think there should be any limitations on what the council can put on there, and here's why. Everything, every item that any council member puts on there, that council member deems important, okay? And so some of these items I put on here, like today, for this meeting, the items I put on there were follow-up items from the past meetings that didn't get handled, okay? So I went back and I put them on there. Now, at the last meeting that was canceled due to the typo that date was arbitrarily out of air change for some reason, whatever, then on that particular meeting, Ms. Bishop had, she wasn't going to have anything. But now she come back and she put some of these things on there that I already had on there, okay? So that's probably some of the reason for the duplication, but I will never, ever go for limiting a council member with so many one or two items and then that they have to have it in by Friday, by a week ahead of time or a week ahead of time.
Okay.
I believe that, you know, the council, I've always had mine in. I might have got mine in on Sunday. I've never put mine in on Monday, never. If I have proved it. And most of the time, I send mine in on Thursday. I probably put more items on here than anybody. I'll admit that. I'm not afraid of that. And I think it's a good thing. But, there again, long as I have them in, 72 hours, that's the law for the council. That's our ordinance. Now, I do agree that they need to be in ample time in order for them to be put out within that 72 hours. So I would say they need to be in by noon, no later than noon on that Monday. Now, Ms. Bishop says that, well, we've got to go back in, and I want to get the council, first off, I want to get the agenda out and get the council's packet to them on Friday. They have time to look. I agree with that. But I don't mean she has to post it on the website then. And that way, creating a change, she could wait. And if you have everything correct on that agenda, everything is correct like it should be, then if I put three items on there on the Monday, that's the only three items that you'll have to deal with. Just those three only. And it's, you know what? I'm not a computer guru, but I can go from a Word document and go back to PDF, and no, it don't take that long. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Williams. That's your opinion. Of course, we got to remember, your opinion is you put anything you want to, and his, I think it's more the same, but there's three other council members here that if they vote to put a limit on it, you will be limited. Do you understand that?
I think everybody understands that.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Anybody else got anything to say about it?
Yeah, I do. Mr. Mayor.
Oh,
right. I would also not want to limit the number of items.
Okay.
Now, here's where I'm coming from, and I hope everybody, number one, and I believe everybody in this council would agree with what I'm going to say. I know we have the timeline by law to get an agenda out. I send you an agenda item. I'm going to send it to you as early as I can. I think every one of us is going to do the same thing. But if something comes up like over a weekend, like, I mean, ideally not on a Monday, but on a weekend or sometime after Friday. You know, and it's considered by the individual council person that they think it is worthy of our time, and it, in terms of the citizens, it's important. So if every single one of us ran for this office, and every single one of us have the same goal, and that is to serve citizens, and we all individually translate how we're going to do that. Some of us are more involved. They are willing to give more of their time than others. And so they're more knowledgeable of things that are going on. I mean, some of the things, you know, were new to me on this agenda. First time I've heard about it. But anyway, long story short, I will just make everybody up here promise. And I would think we all agree with it. When we think it's important, we don't need to be limited to what we can try to get on the agenda. And then as far as the timeline goes, I think that everybody, me included, is going to try to get it to you as early as we possibly can. But if a change, if something comes up, we don't need to have our hands tied by a resolution that blocks us from doing that. And that's, and so anyway, having said all that, the number one thing I want to say is you will never hear me criticize another council member for the way that they translate how they feel like this job needs to be done. And if any one of us are guilty of that, then I think that's kind of crossing the line of mutual respect. So anyway, those are my reasons for it, and I understand, Mr. Mayor, where you're coming from. The last thing I want to do is sit at a 3 or 4 hour meeting. Very last thing. I've got a lot of other places I'd rather be with my time. But I ran for this job, and I ran because I knew I was going to have to work and give up my time. So that's all I'd like to say about it.
Amen.
Okay. Sonia.
First of all, I want to ask you, Mr. Potter. Whenever I make the agenda, it's nothing. I'm not saying, oh, I'm better than anybody, but I'm putting me up there. It's when I make the agenda. If you notice, I move where the police department is. I move where things are. I can put my stuff at the very end. I'm not offended by that. But when I'm doing the agenda, at most times, I'm just putting stuff in there. Mr. Wiggins, the reason it wasn't on there before was I haven't done a city administrator's report, and I won't be here on the 10th. So I was like, well, I'm not going to give a tent to do a city administrator's report. I think you had asked me about that. Why did I send a city administrator's report or something? Somebody asked me about it. So I felt like I needed to go to this meeting to update y'all on a few things that I can just tell y'all now, especially what I'm good on. But that's why it's on there now. Because I was like, oh, yeah, I got that class that I'm going to be in on the 10th through the 14th.
But you were going to be here at the last meeting, too, the 27th, 28th, 10th.
But I realized
you're out of order. Excuse me. Go ahead.
I realized that there were things that I needed to update y'all on. For one thing, the culvert broke on Franklin. I wanted to give y'all an update on that. There were a few things I needed to update y'all on that to ask questions. So I had these things. And then I had the driveway thing I'm here for the, I got two of the bids, still bids. So I put that on there to see if y'all wanted to do that tonight. You don't have to do it. It's just, this is just that I felt like I needed to tell you the same reason you felt you needed to add 8 items on the agenda. I felt I needed to give y'all an update on my stuff. It wasn't, I wasn't trying to do anything. I mean, I'm trying to look up the systems than you guys are. And I'm trying to update your things than you are.
All right. You tell me?
Yeah. I was just going to say, I agree with, you know, the items. I think we should be able to put the items we want on there. As long as it pertains to city business, you know, not personal items against somebody on the council or somebody out there or somewhere, it needs to be city business.
Anything not important can go on there. I understand that. But some of this stuff down here should not even be on here. It's just stuff that shouldn't be on a council meeting.
Mayor, I'm sorry.
Hardly reckon. On the, your report for us now in the last meeting, you left the goal the 5th. You get back the 13th and you got back to work one day and you could see. So there wasn't much chance for you to get reported anyhow. True?
True.
So I understand.
Yes, I was just going.
And it's also, it's covered, not a coach.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Didn't mean to pick on you. I coach.
Several months ago, I don't know exactly what meeting it was, but I was the councilman that offered up that we needed a time during our meetings where we can get updated on what's going on in the city.
Yes, you did.
And the whole purpose of that was to give you the opportunity and give us the opportunity to understand things that are going on in the city that the council may need to know about, but it's not a action item, okay? It's just an update. It's a briefing. It's a follow-up. It's a follow-through. But the whole, what I had hoped for there was that these items, like we see here tonight, and don't mean to be disrespectful at all, Mr. Mayor, but I can't find one that I don't think is not worthy of our time.
Well, and so I can pick one out for you.
Okay, wait, give me a chance. Okay? Yeah. But anyway, I think that's an opportunity for us that we can have an exchange. Now, we have to be careful during your report, and you are, and we're trying to do the same thing. If we don't have it on this agenda, we can't talk about it. And every one of us are limited by that. I don't agree with it, and I think there's other municipals in and around us. They have a way to do that. They don't have to put 20 things on the agenda. Somehow or another, they umbrella it under a administrator's report. And this is cumbersome, and it is intimidating when anybody looks at it. So, oh, my gosh. You know. But some of these are follow-up questions. What's the status on this? It takes 2 or 3 minutes to discuss. And they are city business.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you. Let's take item number 20, for instance. 50 minutes. Council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on amending ordinances, section so-and-so, such-and-such, location, city hall. That's already covered. And here it's moving to city hall. The rest of this sentence, smoking prohibited in municipal buildings. Well, there is an ordinance already that's passed in 1995, I think, that prohibits smoking or use of tobacco. There's also a state law that says you cannot use tobacco or smoke in public buildings. And now somebody, one of the CTs, took the time out to go back and dig through and find out all this stuff, and now he wants to amend that. I think he wants to amend it probably to say that you can't use these vapor things, what do you call them, vaping or whatever it is. Well, nobody has smoked in this building. I've been here going on 11 years. Nobody has ever smoked here. And the only last person I saw using tobacco is Mr. Wiggins. When his wife was on the council, he would come to me and he sat on the very front row, the front chair, with a cigar about hanging out of his mouth.
Never did smoke.
You didn't smoke it, but you were using tobacco. It said smoke.
No, it said smoke.
What the state law says tobacco. The state law supersedes the city ordinance.
The state law you're talking about, Mr. Mayor, that's in there and that Sonya sent is incorrect. If you read that law, it doesn't pertain, it pertains to schools. Yes, ma'am.
the email that you sent.
Well, the thing about it is.
Read it.
I just mean it on the top.
But you didn't read it before you said.
You're out of order again, Bill Wiggin. Well, I was talking. And then what you want to do is just make a big deal. Why don't you spend the time that you spent doing all of that research and thinking up, why don't you spend that time doing something productive for the city instead of wasting your time? And there was nobody smokes in this building, and everybody knows. So why do you want to bring all this up and take up all the time at this meeting for stuff like this? I mean, it's silly to me that you would do this. You just want to talk and talk and change something. And you make mountains out of molehills and everything you come up with. All right, you sleep.
Okay. Mr. Mayor? First off, I have every right to put anything I want to. And just like you told me a while ago about the about people voting on how many items they put on the agenda, we'll vote on this later.
Yes, we will.
And you don't get them.
I sure don't. I know that.
Okay. But here's the thing. Smoking matters. Now, the state law that she has printed does not pertain to municipalities. Now, all I'm going to do is, in our ordinance stated, if you read what I had and sent out, that Sonia sent too, it showed the location that no smoking is to be done in the city municipal building located at 143 Wilcox. All I'm trying to do is change that, because we're changing our location now, and we can change it. So I recommend changing it to 143 and 144 Wilcox, along with some other recommendations that I'm going to put on there. And yes, sir, vaping is one of them. Smoking, defining it. And I think it's very important. It might not be you, but the people that affects because you smoke, but the people that smoking affects, it does matter. And we're trying to, the non-smoker has rights.
They do like to wear a mask. And as far as this, what you're saying about the building, that's already on the agenda tonight. This is the location of the city hall from 143 to 144. And that ordinance will.
Yes,
so you don't have to redo it.
That is on there. I wasn't sure if the, because there's a section A and a B on there, so I wasn't for sure if the PO box number of the address was correct on there.
Okay, thank you.
But this is 1983, this building.
Go ahead, Mr. Fisher, do you have something to say?
First off, I already realized my stuff coincides with a lot of Mr. Wiggins' stuff. So I was going to suggest my stuff is going to go in a line. So I just, I told Mr. Fisher will go with Mr. Wiggins. Like, y'all can vote on changes of location, changes of scope, all in one motion. The time. Also, when I sent out that literature, that was just for notes for y'all's FYI. Something I found I thought y'all might find interesting. I wasn't saying this is the law for city or any city. It was merely just a note. If I find that, I'm going to send it out. I mean, I don't know what the problem is. It seems like I've done something. but I mean, I don't know. I'm darn if I do, and I'm darn if I don't. I'm sending notes. It's not right. I don't want to do notes. I'm not right. So I just want some direction. What am I supposed to do?
Good job.
Jim, you have something to say?
Is there a ordinance with how far to smoke from the city building?
No.
So I do have that on my recommendation on my amendment, and I can read that amendment.
No, I mean, I just, my question was, you know, I say if y'all are going to go through with just one building, do all the city buildings and be done with it.
Don't we just have two?
No, we've got the water department, we've got the police department, we've got here. you've got a website, you know, y'all can just combine all the city buildings into that. I'm thinking,
okay.
And then say, my guys smoke, okay, y'all got to smoke outside the city. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
okay, none of them smoke in the truck.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, but let me ask you if this was clear. If we just said there will be no smoking in the Bruce Lady Commercial Building, plural.
Yes.
Would it be in that covered? And then Joe, my brother, I was going to say, outdoor smoking must not interfere with non-smokers' rights to clean air as they enter and leave the building.
Amen.
Well, so that means somebody cannot sit right out there at that door and smoke, and somebody's going to come in and come out, and they're not going to have to wait through the smoke to get in there.
And that's why I'm saying is,
like, good at it.
No smoking within so many feet of the entrance or the building.
Well, if we can say it must not interfere with the non-smoking rights to clean air as they enter and leave the building.
Yeah, but to a smoker, having a smoker, and there's much. I don't care about screen errors. You know, I'm just trying to help eliminate this problem and so it doesn't back out. And, you know, 50 feet from the door, 20 feet from the door, no smoking within 20 feet from the door.
I agree with him.
The answer is a way to answer.
You didn't get recognized, you know that?
Yeah.
Could we not put it in there like it's not on the property that belongs to the city, period? And that would be street bingo, wouldn't it? That would include streets, wouldn't it? Okay, so I guess just within 12 feet of the building, or something like that, 20 foot?
Ms. Bishop, you got something to say.
Yes, I do. You've got to be very careful when you start making rules, ordinances, resolutions that restrict. Because just like Mr. Williams is saying, I'm a non-smoker. I also have damaged lungs, and I have reasons that I can't be around smoke. Okay, I need to protect people, like Mr. Williams said. But Mr. Bass, Mr. Talbot, anyone else, but those people also have rights. So if you discriminate against no smoking on city property, someone can contest that, not saying they would, but it can cause some issues. So you don't want to say completely ban smoking on city property. However, I am in agreement with Jane. Most cities you go to will have a sign or something saying no smoking within entrances or exits to an entity. And what that does is limit so that that person can come in or out. So you have a system that has oxygen or that has the emphysema. And you kind of dress for a problem. You want to eliminate this, not have to walk through the boat to get back to their car.
Okay.
Could we not, like, have sign up, because I see them at other city places, they have restricted areas for smokers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have a little setup there with a butt can or whatever. Yeah, you know, have a butt can or something, put up for them. Say, this is the, because at work, none of my employees that smoke can't smoke in front of us in the front of the building. They had to go to the back of the building in a certain area.
Well, when you, Mr. Mayor,
the only thing is, Ms. Owens, when you do that, you have a designated smoking area. Now, you've got to put some cigarette butt cans out there. It might be a bench or something, and then they'll want the bench covered, things of that, you know, they'll want that. If we just, I'm just trying to make it simple, but we can say within 20 feet of the entrance to the building.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't sitting down thought about that. I had another question about it.
Well, you ask the question, then we'll adjourn, but we've got to have a break before the meeting.
Okay. When we have an ordinance, like on this particular ordinance, we have a reference to a state code shown on there. And so, do we have to? I mean, if we have an ordinance that the city of Bristol City ordinance do we have to state some state code as the means of enforcement or the grounds for enforcement, or can it not just stand on its own as an ordinance that makes it illegal in the in you see what I'm saying? Because if you go into that that code, it does not reference municipal buildings. And so because it doesn't, I'm saying if we had some coup who wanted to take us to task over it, that we would lose. We would lose. But and that's why I'm saying if we don't have to identify a state code or some something state law or whatever, then let's let it stand on its own. That's how I would change it. You know, once these changes are made, I would not reference those. I mean, I'm just asking if we have to, if we don't. My idea would be let's just let
that be an answer from the Army, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let's why don't we break, because we're supposed to have a break. It's 6:15. This workshop is adjourned. I'm going outside and smoke. Is it on? Okay. Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Conley Bass again. It's been properly noticed that there will be a meeting of the Youth Ready City Council on June the 3rd, 2021 at 6:30 p.m. And it's now 6:30 p.m. And this session of the council is now in session. This meeting is open to the public, but it's also being a teleconference meeting for those people that don't want to come out due to the COVID. So if that's the case, you know, dial 1-646-749-3335. Their access code is 936-541-557. Please mute your phones. I'd like to thank everyone for coming tonight that's here. This meeting is open to the public. And I'd like to thank everyone listening in on the telephone. And I'm going to say before we start, this meeting is at 143 Wilcox Drive in the Old City Hall. But hopefully tonight the council will pass a resolution moving the location of City Hall across the street to 144 Wilcox Drive, and our next meeting will be over there. The law requires the city to have a specified location for their meetings to be announced before the meeting, and the only way we can move it across there is to have a resolution tonight to do so, which I hope they will pass. Before we get into the meeting, I'd like everyone to please stand for a prayer by Ms. Joanne. Father God, I pledge allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this day. Lord, I want to say a special prayer for some citizens of Bristol Eddy, which in the past week and a half that we've had 5 deaths in our small community. And I want to pray for those families that are suffering and going through all this. I pray for all the other citizens in our community that are needing help and trying to understand what goes on at the city council meetings. That we are up here trying to work for them, Lord, and with your help and guidance that we will continue to keep our heads and make sure that we take care of everyone. Lord God, thank you for our city administrators, our city workers, our mayor, the city council members, and for everyone here, Lord. We do know, Lord, without you that we would have nothing. Lord, I pray for everything in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor to the flag, I pray allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. For the roll call tonight, all 5 council members are present. The mayor's here, city engineer, city secretary, city administrator, chief of police, and our water department supervisor, Gene Scribes, and several guests. Anyone who is listening in has the right to email the city secretary before the meeting, and anything that they send in will be read at the meeting by the city secretary. Tamara, do you have anything from sending in emails?
No, sir.
All right, thank you. And also, anyone here attending can fill out a form before the meeting to speak
to the council about anything that is not on the agenda. Do you have any people signed in to speak to you?
Yes,
all right, thank you. Item number three on the agenda is Police Chief Dorsey, Council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action approving recreational vehicle ordinance number 052021. And ordinance enforcement report also. Chief, what do you
Good evening, everybody. Good to see all of y'all. I have been working on a recreational vehicle ordinance. I did look at the city of Moody, Lorraine, and Troy kind of as a template to kind of put together one that I think will suit us as far as the enforcement side of it. The ordinance that I am proposing is several pages long, but the purpose of it is to allow the temporary placement of a recreational vehicle while protecting the environmental, aesthetic, and quality of life values of the city of Bruce Lake. And the article regulates the placement of an RV outside of an approved RV park. The establishment of reasonable regulations and limitations for the use of recreational vehicles and travel trailers within the city will serve to prevent deteriorating property conditions upon private property, which will damage the public welfare, property values, economy, and quality of life within the city. And the regulation of the use of recreational vehicles and travel trailers for residential purposes within the city will afford protection for the environment of the city and the health and safety and welfare of the citizens of the city of Bruce Lake. That's kind of the main purpose of the ordinance. In section two, it just gives the definition of recreational vehicle and travel trailer. Then goes on with some other definitions related to this ordinance. In section three, it talks about kind of the rules and things that have to be abided by, and one including that all temporary camping vehicles shall be maintained in roadworthy condition. And if the retention of wheels have to be on there, and if they are removed in more than 10 days. And it talks about guidelines for the holding tank, for the storage of sewage and auxiliary containers. It talks about illegal sewage discharge. And section four, it talks about I was using the other cities kind of see what they had, but it talks about the fine and the penalties, and that's something that we can change and modify. I just used what the other cities, kind of what they had. And then down in zoning, it talks about the different districts and the time frame. There was something brought to my attention that I agree with. In my proposed ordinance, it talked about a time limit not to exceed 30 days, but I'd be more than willing to bump that up to 45. And the purpose of that would be, you know, if someone has a recreational vehicle, you know, on their property, you know, they have that right. But if it exceeds, like if someone's staying there temporarily or they have family visiting or, you know, an emergency or exigent circumstances, then they could extend that out past 45 days. We just ask that the city be notified, and that way we're all on the same page and have something in writing to show that extension's been given. But that is something I'm more than willing to do, and whatever we can change it to better suit our citizens and their needs. But this whole ordinance is mainly geared to, you know, there are some RVs currently that are being used for permanent housing, and, you know, more than 45 days, and there's some things that, that aren't being adhered to, and potential, you know, environmental and other things that are being affected.
Yes, go ahead. He has a question.
Produce a statement more than that. I agree with all the other cities in UP were talking to me, did you not?
Yes, sir.
And we talked about this. And I think what you put together is well done. In 45 days, I think, because there's always an unusual and extenuating circumstance or an emergency. Somebody's traveling from overseas and they come to visit, or you got a sick parent or something, you come in taking cancer treatment like Ronald McDonald has or something. It's after 45 days they would need to come to the city and get a waiver and approve for some kind of deadline. So I think you've done your due diligence, and I appreciate what you've done.
Yes. Mr. Williams.
On that note there about the extenuating circumstances and the extension, I don't see anything in it for extension. Let's roll in here.
Yes, sir. We discussed that part of it after I submitted this one, so we can go back and I can add that in there and kind of define, you know, give some examples of exigent or emergency situations. Of course, there may be some that aren't listed, but, you know, I can definitely give some examples.
Well, on the finish, on that section 3, the, you know, according to that, and you can't put a travel trailer or RV on any lot of parcel land. That any person shall reside in or occupy unless the primary residence exists. So let's say I buy a lot down there on 4th Street where those empty lots are for sale. And I'm gonna build me a house. But I wanna live in that travel trailer while I'm building my house. I won't be in a group with this West Road. You know, first off, it's a primary residence there. Second off, you got a 30-day time limit for a calendar year. Not to exceed 30 days. I know you talked about changes to 45, but there's no way you can build a house in 45 days. So to me, I'm thinking maybe 6 months. I hate to tie somebody down.
Unless they
come in with
stimulating circumstances.
That's right. If we had the 6 months on there, I mean, and the reason I say that, because folks, there's people out here that's in dire need, and maybe their family's trying to help them out. And they're living in a travel trailer, that's their home. And they're living there next to maybe their parents. And they're helping them out. And that's their home.
Yeah.
And we're gonna say that you can only stay 30 days in calendar year and kick you out. Well, I don't think that's right. And second is, even if there wasn't somebody living there, if my kids, grandkids wanna come stay with me, well, the time I add up over the year, how many times they'll come, then that's more than 30 days in stay. You add up Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, spring break, and during the summer, that's going to be more than 30 days.
It's a continuous order of vision over the year.
What about the one problem with that, Mr. Wiggins? What about septic service? I mean, if they live that long without septic,
well, I mean, here's the thing about septic, Mr. Mayor. As you know, you can have that septic, and some places might have it, where you can have it and where it's set up like in some trailer parks you go to.
Yeah.
You can hook up the septic right there, and it goes into it. Or maybe you don't have that ability, but what you do have, and I have a travel trailer, and I have a probably 45-gallon portable tank that you can dump your holding tank in, and you take that over there and you can dump it in your septic, provided you have to have the facility to dump it in there.
Yeah.
And I don't like that's no problem to put that in.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, because, all right, for example, I'm going to use me because I have one. And my brother stays in it during the day. But he goes inside to use the bathroom. He goes inside to shower. But he stays out there every day. Every day. He cook, you know, I cook food. He comes in the house to eat. But that's his man cave. He's there, but he comes in to use the bathroom and to take a shower.
How many times have you gone there?
But yeah. that's his place, you know. That's just where he goes out during the day. He don't even sleep there at night, you know. But that's his daytime.
He sleeps in the house.
He sleeps in the house,
but
he stays out there all day long.
What's
wrong with that?
Okay.
I think we could put something in the ordinance to address the, when someone, you know, owns a piece of land and they plan on building a house, you know, we can address that and put something in there that, you know, once they finish building, then, you know, they'll transition into that residence. And if they're, you know, even though there's not a primary residence, if the property owner is there, you know, it's their land, you know, they'll, you know, be needed to them.
The reason I say that, out on my street, a person did just that, lived in the camper until he built his house, and was way over a year. He did not have any septic. It just went right out on the ground. And you couldn't stay out in your backyard.
He was
time. Yes, he was. That's what I'm
talking
about.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the things about we have something place to take care of that.
Yeah.
When people are visiting, I guess what I'm looking more towards is, you know, if they come and go throughout the year, you know, maybe more than 30 or 45 days.
Yeah.
But if it were just, I think, more talking about, you know, 45 consecutive days.
Yes.
You know, if they're there 45 days straight,
yes.
And then they would have to, okay. You know, get an
education. Gene, did you have something that you wanted to say?
Yes. The only issue that I have with making with that is you can only have one resident per water meter. Yes.
We're addressing that issue now.
Okay.
Not the case.
Okay.
I know
what
to
okay.
Well, my addition is if you're going to look at doing some revision on it, my hope would be that we could make some kind of allowance for homesteads on acreage. I think the intent, besides the sewage control and that kind of thing, the intent here, I believe, is to protect property values in residential neighborhoods. So I would like, if we could, I'm zoned residential on my property. Well, I've got an RV, which I don't, but if I've got it properly, you know, in proper, the holding tank is, you know, kept in good order, someone came to reside in the travel trailer for a few months or over the summer. That's not going to happen in my house, but because I'm on acreage, nobody's ever known I had a travel trailer, and I wouldn't be affecting anybody's property values anywhere. And then, of course, my neighbor is getting ready to do a remodel, and he is going to, he's already purchased an RV, and he expects his remodel, he will have to move out of his house, but he'll have his trailer there for you know, sleeping and, you know, staying overnight. He's got livestock, you know, so he has to be there. So in his case, I would hope that we would have specific relief for someone in that position. It's going to do a remodel, and it does meet the requirement that there's already a residence on there, but he sits on 100 acres. And so that's all I'm saying is, to me, this is targeted at, in terms of property values being respected and maintained. Just the only issue, I think, is just make certain that the RV is in good working condition and everything is as it should be. And if they meet that criteria, then to
to me, that would be the only criteria they should have to
plan with, you know, so we can accommodate it just anyway, circumstances.
Yeah, I just think we've got to put the, you got to put it down, you know, reduce it to writing, I think, before we're talking about it.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Wiggy.
Yes, sir. I'd just like a motion that we table this for now.
I'll say it. Until he can come up with...
Motion is made and seconded to table item number 3. All in favor? 5 yeas. Also, Mr. Cross, you have the item B, ordinance enforcement report. Did you want to do that?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
My report, just an updated list of the open cases, violations that we have. Is, I think my copy may be a few days newer than what y'all have, but as of right now, there's 50 open cases, and I've issued 4 citations so far.
How many citations?
4.
4?
There has been a lot of compliance. I know that more recently I've sent out a lot of letters and some of them being lost on, you know, 35, I guess, you know, the zone and some other places, and I've seen that they've been out and they're maintaining the property. And so there has been quite a bit of compliance, and then there has been a lot of people that have called in and have asked for more time as well. I'm more than happy to give them time.
Are they working on it, making progress?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I would say more so than not, you know, the good majority of folks are working on it. But this list is mainly just a... you know, keep up, you know, do follow up and make sure things get taken care of.
Well, you're working on it. It's pretty good.
I have seen a lot of progress.
Good. Very good. Yeah, but there's a need for progress.
I think we're moving in the right direction.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Can I go back to the number A of his on the ordinance?
No, we've already done that. We've already moving on. Well, I didn't see it. We've got to move on. We'll be here all night. Thank you. All right. Is that all? All right. Thank you. We appreciate you. Item number 4, City Engineer.
Thank you, Mayor. Item A on mine is council discussion to consider passing a meter moratorium. I'm going to stop right there. And I have earlier volunteered to write a moratorium that applies to the area, primarily in Ball County, where we don't have, the city does not have the capacity to add meters and make some improvements to EPMA. It would be specifically for that. If the council is okay with it, then I can authorize this to you, but I'll prepare a moratorium and submit it for your consideration.
Okay.
I'll so make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to allow. Yes.
We need to stay with it.
What do you see?
You need what?
What I understand is the motion would be that the engineer is authorized to prepare a moratorium
for Falls County.
For Falls County. A water meter moratorium for Falls County and submit it for council's consideration.
We can discuss that now.
Good.
Yeah.
Motion stands.
Okay, all in favor?
Second.
Okay.
So
all in favor? 5 yeas. Why don't you let me know that meeting? Unless you want to change chairs.
No, I don't want to change chairs.
Okay.
I'm trying to get to you.
Right. I don't need you.
Thank okay.
You. I'll do what I can.
Okay.
Item B, under my report, is regarding hydraulic analysis and mapping update. And that's something that needs to be considered, and it will help identify specifically the locations in Falls County better than what we have now. And it'll just be up to the council to authorize that if they choose to or not.
So you're asking, what you're asking, let me get this clear. You want the council to approve you conducting a hydraulic analysis and mapping update?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does anybody want to?
Yes.
Mr. Williams?
I was gonna ask a question, I mean.
Go ahead.
I mean, I know Brady Procedure is supposed to have a motion.
I'll make a motion that we.
Before you can discuss it, we gotta do that back. That's okay.
I think, whatever, I'm not up on part of the procedure, but I will study up on it.
I'll make a motion then that we approve the engineer's agreement for hydraulic analysis and mapping update.
It's gonna be a second?
No.
No, no second.
Okay, then there's no discussion?
No, motion dies for lack of second.
Okay.
That's correct, Mr. Williams.
Yeah, Mr. Williams.
Okay.
Sorry.
The answer is no. Item C.
I don't think that one's really under my purview, but, you know, it was listed on my list, and that's just the council discussion approved, Mr. Gershon's letter, the email, Creekside Branch, which is Foster Branch Attorney, regarding the water easement for the safety.
I think if I remember correctly, the main thing that you probably want to talk about is the easement. The city originally granted a 20-foot easement, I think, and then they wanted to use that to share it with other resources. And now the attorney, I think in his letter, is saying, no, we've got to have a property easement. I want to work for it.
Yeah, we have to have a dedicated easement.
That's what I think the letter more.
That's what the letter says.
I think.
I guess it's waiting on council approval.
That's what you had said.
If you agree with that, you thought.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That's absolutely, I agree.
It's on you, Chris, then.
Okay.
You want to ask her?
Yeah, okay. Well, then just be quiet.
I can't do that.
Well.
I'm a council member.
You're not supposed to.
I was not ordered.
And interrupt this government.
I was not.
You can't be quiet. Why don't you move that sign up also?
I'm not gonna do that.
Well, okay then. This, Bishop, is that more or less the gist of Mr. Gershon's letter?
Yes, sir, that is the gist of the letter. However, since the letter was written from the branch, for whatever reason, they don't have an attorney. So Mr. Gershon wants to know, we want to forward the letter just directly to Foster Branch, since the attorneys are no longer there.
I want to.
Just a quick.
Okay.
Quick question. So, Mr. Taylor, you're comfortable with the letter as it was put together? I guess the information you had was very specific about the possible solutions to it. Were you involved in discussions with him on those possible solutions?
I was.
Okay.
And the big thing to me was the financial burden of an easement on the other side of the road would all be borne by Creekside Branches.
Right, okay. And then I guess we'll have to have them readdress the letter. Is that how we would? Because I guess it'll go certified. Is that how we'll send it?
Yes, sir. From my understanding from Mr. Gershon, his assistant attorney, is that they'll have to change the addressee of the letter. And then it'll just be to the CEO, the owner of the Foster Branch.
Okay.
Instead of those attorneys, because those attorneys like that are no longer there.
Okay.
Yes. I'd like to make a motion that we approve Mr. Gershon's letter to be
mailed to Creekside Coffee Branch Group.
You second it? Motion's made and seconded to approve the mailing of Mr. Gershon's letter to the Creekside Ranch Foster Branch. All in favor? 5 yeas. Number 5, Water Department Report, Gene Sprouse.
Yes, sir. I did got a copy of what we had, and that was the last 2 months, but I didn't get y'all one last month. But besides that, we have gotten the fine for soil surface that we discussed, and I've got the fire hydrant and all the parts for soil surface that we wrote, just waiting on the weather. So the weather permits, I'm working a line with H. Mark. So hopefully next Tuesday, Wednesday, we can move on that.
Okay.
I have a question. I was looking here. There's 94 people in mutual aid that have their water turned off.
Was it the last 2 months?
2 months.
Okay. Well, the last month, yes. The last month, I think they did 40 something, and the month before, it was about this.
Okay. Thank you. But
now, when we go out there, you know, we're going to turn them off, we're going to tag them, we're going to, you know, zip out. Because if we go and turn 50 of them off a month, and we turn 20 of them back on, well, that's 30 of our padlocks. So, granted, we got to order more. So, we zip out. But if they turn them back on, or they haven't paid any in the length of time, the girl will let us know. And I went out from 10 or 12 Monday to padlock. So, they hadn't made it again. So, if they stay off every time, then that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's all. Thank you. Item number 6, council to discuss, consider and possibly take action on approving a conditional use permit for mobile home. This is what was talked about, and you don't even need it. So we might as well just skip this item 6. Item 7, council to discuss, review, and consider approving the final plat submitted by JBS Residential LLC on Old Moody Road and Alicia Lane. I think that's what this is.
Yeah.
Replatting those two, two lots. Just quick question.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the final plat submitted by JBS Residential, Old Moody Residential.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the final plat. What the number is, I think it has the number here. It's from JBS Residential LLC. All in favor? 5 yeas. Item 8, council to discuss, review, and take action to approve Resolution number 2021-05-27, a resolution to amend ordinance section 102.002, changing the location of council meetings to the new city hall at 144 Woolcroft Drive. We have to do this in order to have meetings over there. It's just moving from here over to there. Sonia?
Yes, I would like to propose council that we take item 20. There was a discussion to the council take action on the mini ordinance section 1.02.002, location of city hall in section 1.02.003, or excuse me, 023 services and notices, and we combine those two together and we can do that online.
This is the smoking, that includes the smoking part.
No. It doesn't include the smoking part. I just want to combine those three things together in one motion to get behind the short.
Okay.
It's such a good one. It was a good item. He doesn't mind.
Yes.
Okay. That, to clarify, that section on item number 20 that she talked about, which I put on there was section 1.02.033, services notices. All we were going to change was the location of 144 Wilcox Drive. That was all we were going to amend, which is all we're going to amend on this. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept resolution number 2021-05-27, and also in line to amend section 1.02.033 of our ordinance, read 144 Wilcox Drive.
It's 033 and not 002. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's both of them.
Both of them.
Both of them?
Yes.
Okay. All right, motion made and seconded to approve ordinance section 1.02.02. Yeah. Oh, you got some.
Yes, because you can hand on that ordinance. Is that going to make a change for next month? Will it go into effect upon your approval tonight?
It's going into effect tonight.
Well,
the new city hall over there,
will it be ADA compliant for us to host a meeting here before next week?
Yes. You have something in mind that's not in compliance?
No, I knew that.
The only thing, right now, the only thing that's not in compliance is somebody, I guess, stole the two handicapped parking signs that were over there, but they can't find them anywhere, so I guess it's wrong. And they've ordered some, but it takes a month or more to get them in.
I knew something different, but I
didn't know what it was. Yeah. That's the only thing that's right.
It's going to be in compliance, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. Yes.
The other thing is the parking is going to have to be done over there, but the ADA, so the parking out here was also going to have to be done for ADA compliance. So the parking situation is the same in both buildings. That building is far more ADA compliant than this building.
Yes.
We should be able to see that.
Okay.
So did you just say that we have to have that done to be ADA compliant?
To be 100%, yes, sir.
Okay. So that's all we like, is the two signs that are ordered.
Okay. And the parking lot.
Yeah. And the parking lot.
Well, and the parking lot, what you said. The parking lot.
It has to be ample space to the next car. I don't remember the
footage
I'm talking about. It
has to be
pavement. It has to be concrete or pavement. It can't be like what we had outside here as a building. It can't be roof stone. It can't be.
Okay.
So that's nothing to do. Yeah. Just follow up question. So to what extent are we at risk not being ADA compliant as far as having any fines or? What's the law? Are we taking chances?
To be honest, going on with what USDA has said the last time she was here, we were at more risk in this building because we just had this building up in back in 1996.
Okay.
So I would be lying to you if I didn't remember or maybe you would kind of, I don't know that stuff on top of my head.
I just don't know what to.
But I don't think the risk of a greater than anyway. I mean, this building is not compliant. It's staying here.
Okay.
That building, we need to do the parking lot finish for the property.
Okay. Got it. That answers the question.
Okay. So I've been getting that. The motion was made and seconded to approve resolution number 2021-05-27. And a resolution to amend the ordinance section 1.02.032. that right?
Zero.
Yes.
Okay. All in favor? Five yeas. Item 9, consent agenda. Council to discuss, review, and consider approving the minutes from the May 13, 2021 council meeting.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes from the May 13th, 2021 council meeting.
You have a second?
I'm second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of the May 13th, 2021 council meeting. All in favor? Five yeas. Number 10, financial. A, council to discuss, review, and consider approving the general county water financials for the month of April 2021.
I'll make the motion that we approve the general and water financials for the month of April 2021.
Give me another second.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the general and the water financials for the month of April 2021. All in favor?
I can discuss.
You want to discuss it?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay. I did notice that on the financial summary report that our dividend account is the same. We're not making no money.
Correct.
We're not making no money.
That's
correct. That's bad.
And I have been addressing that next week.
Okay. So,
how has been going on long time?
Yeah.
We're going to have a plan for that.
It will be on the next agenda, sir.
Okay.
And I reviewed the statements in detail and went over some of the things with Esther, and I'm proud of what she's done and the administration's done. They're pretty good. It's good.
And as I might mention, I did notice that we changed it a little bit and we added the prior year month, took off percentage of the budget. Put the prior year month in place. I like that.
Yeah.
Do you have something, Ms. Bishop?
Yes, as far as that dividend and those investments, I had talked to Esther several months ago about we need to look into increasing our interest on our investments and our dividends. I had already talked to her about that previously. I've also have encouraged her to do some more research through PML and through other places where she gets good guidance on investments that cities allow to do.
It's in our ordinances and then also notice what we can do. Addressed this issue recently with Esther, and she gave me a printout of every bank account and every investment we got. And I intend to put this on the agenda for council consideration next month to give them some options for where we can put the money. Best I remember, I'm sort of asked to do this, but I can't swear to that. But that's what I plan on doing on the team.
Y'all, this was before y'all came. But I remember when you first came here, this is what you wanted to do, find better places to put our money to get more interest. And there was a big blow-up to do about it, so there's nothing you can do
about it.
Yes, I thought you were
No, it's okay. It's all right. I'm just trying to offer you at the current time. They're making 0.15% interest. And some of them are scattered throughout the United States, but most of them go all through the new bank and they disperse. Also, I don't want to go on with this book because I'll address it if y'all wish. Next meeting. Well, everybody knows it's just insured for $250,000 on the FDIC. But when you put a lot more money in there, then the institution you have it with puts guaranteed security to back it up. Now, that you brought it up, I'm on the dividend account Mr. Wiggins brought up. That's been inactive for 6-7 years, and then my understanding through Esther, it misses Connie. They put it there, there was some kind of interest county, she pulled in and she been saying, yeah, there's opportunities out there today, just for savings account, online, FDIC insured, making 0.5%. But you can't put more than 250,000 there, so we would have to take money and put it in several different ones, and I have them, we'll have a list for them if they want it. Where we can possibly move $1 million, $2 million, but you can take it out anytime, any day. So I appreciate you letting me talk about that.
Yeah, she might notice that right off when she first came here, and I forget now why, but there was a big blow up about it. So that's remember that. I do.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, there's nothing been done, so I'm hopeful we do
something.
And I bet y'all.
I agree with you. Even more discussion
for the vote. I'm proud of the state. I'm proud of everybody's work he's done on it.
Yeah.
Administration, Esther, the council, Mr. Fowler especially, worked with me, Esther, Ms. Bishop. I know it's state support. We can't function without the money.
That's right. Okay. All in favor of approving the financial. 5 days. Item B, council to discuss, review, and consider approving accounts payable for the water and general funds for the month of April 2021. Council table.
I make a motion to approve.
Okay. I'll second. Okay. Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Yes, to approve the accounts payable for both the water fund and the general fund for April 2021. All in favor? 5 days. Number 11, city administrator report.
Okay, item A, intent to discuss, consider possible to action on excessive silt bids submitted for stretcher on the driveway and employee parking, which actually that's not really employee parking, that's going to be customer parking. The employee is going to park on the grass. We are not going to take up this parking spot and leave our citizens out. But either way, I have two silt bids. I don't know if y'all want to have some of those meetings tonight.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what y'all decide. I did have it on the website. I did reach out to several vendors. These are the only two that responded. And they are still, they've not been open. One says that the water department drive-through parking lot, I don't know who said this one. And then this one says still no documents about the city hall drive-through parking lot. And so, if y'all want to open them.
And can I pose a question about, I mean, did we, when we put the bids out, did we send the bids out for the road base and drive-through and also the handicapped parking area?
No.
Or is it just the parking lot and the drive-through?
Yeah. I was under the impression that the back of the minute do we put it in separate.
Okay.
So y'all suggested you with the sort of basis to watch for cost effectiveness for the drive to the parking lot.
Okay.
So I strictly did that based off of that.
Okay.
You have the chief open.
Yeah. Chief can be open.
Sure.
And you open and you have to be like a little car and see the gas, the desk.
This bid looks like it's from the Foster Land Management out of Eddie, Mike Foster.
Yeah, he lives up here on 4th Street.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And the description of the work is road base, parking lot, and drive-through on the east side of the building, drive-through side. drive-through will need to be elevated so the window is no more than 40 feet from grade. Brought out 14 feet for width and slope to the parking lot for parking area. The drive-through will need to slope back to the parking area on the north end. There's a 12-inch drop from the building to the 14-foot side of the drive-through. It will need to be layered and packed to the end of the slope. Parking and drive-through dimensions 70 feet deep and 75 feet wide, 4 inches deep, except for the drive-through building size for build-up for the window. It is estimated to be 18 inches deep to the outside of the drive-through. Organic matter removed prior to the road base. As the bid amount is
$2,400.
$2,400?
Yes, sir. $2,400. The bid was for the city to furnish the road, but that's the way it went out. That's labor.
So that's just labor.
$2,400.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Sonia? The road base. If we get the road base from, what is the name of the company?
Yes.
It's going to be about $2,400.
Yes.
There is some alternatives, but I don't know if it's going to be the same grade. I talked to Mr. Tower about this, and he said not every road base is the same quality. But I did, before I do that, I reached out to Clinton County. They gave us a road base for about $900. Again, I don't know anything about road base. So I don't know the difference in quality of what you'd be getting in Jefferson County versus Connors versus Pet Scott. But I didn't want to, and I didn't want to keep that information for myself on the
Huge difference. Huge difference.
Have anybody that's had dealings with either one of them?
I've had dealings with Connors.
I have too.
The driveway's been there 20 years, never had to mess with it.
Once it sits, it's there.
This person, I've heard of him. I've never had a personal meeting with him. I've heard he is an outstanding, honest man.
Who's that?
Oh, there he is right
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize
him. I didn't know who he was talking about at first.
I've heard something but good stuff. My son especially. Right. Okay, Ms. Bishop.
I have one more thing to add. During my conversation with Mr. Fowler and with other people about this subject on road base, they reminded me when we do interlocal agreements with how the county puts down the road, to look at the quality of that,
yes.
And kind of judge it under that. So if I had this thing, I would, my advice to cancel was to go with the other company, not the county, because you get what you pay for.
Yes.
That's just my opinion, though. I understand that.
Thank you.
Mr. Foster also says estimated time is 5 days, weather permitting, and available material.
What do you know about the base, Mr. Foster? The Connors or the county? I don't know where the county. I think the county does.
The county gets a lot of theirs in Connors, too,
yeah.
But there's rock and rock clay mixtures of like. They have just a good combination of a mixture there that packs well, and you say it packs like concrete, but it's not far from it, and
yeah.
Not concrete.
Okay.
You talking about Connors or the
county?
Connors.
You said the county gets the extra land.
Some of it, yeah.
So they use a different kind of thing. You look at it here, they put a base under it. If you come in and shoot the oil on your feet, well, you don't. You don't have that kind of, it's not the same staying fire, but
anyway.
That's the dream, man. Good evening.
This one is.
I didn't want to
interrupt
you, but damn it, I knew you didn't
speak. Yeah. Oh. The vendor on this one is G4 Dirtworks out of Moody. Contact person is Chris Brunsdorf.
Bruce.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Bill amount $6,626. The description of work required is 70 cubic yards haul off for organic material, 110 tons of limestone road base delivered and installed, finished grade. Installation process includes roll compaction, includes 2-inch culverts on inner and exit at Wilcox Drive, and includes and then it drops down. So it excludes pipe, collars, and wheel stops. Estimated time to complete job 15 consecutive calendar days. That's just for the drive-through slash parking lot bottom of windows. And then there's another for the drive-through parking lot raised elevation. It amounts for that job $7,281. It's the same work description. Down the bottom says by raising grade to this elevation, the building is subject to water and mold damage. By covering weep holes and masonry work also allows rainwater to seep into said weep holes.
You have to get
I just have a question. Wouldn't that be supposed to be for labor and then we furnish the material? Yeah, but he's doing the material.
He's not in compliance with the bid.
It says on the
website,
you can look it up. It says
Mr. Foster, was yours for the parking lot and the drive-through?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about culverts?
There's no sanitary to overflow and land.
Yeah. Okay.
I make a motion to accept Mr. Foster. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is important, but Mr. Foster, I wanted to thank you for coming out, because Mr. Foster is the one who came out. He did all the measuring. He walked around. He did all of it. And he actually gave me what I needed to really put the bid up. I want to tell you personally, thank you.
He shot the grade with the transit levels, what he did. Yeah. And Jamie pulled the tape out of it.
Yeah,
Jamie. So when did you get this done? I mean, sure. I just had one in. He read it. I just pulled it.
Well, I'm second it.
Okay. Have you read your motion?
Yes, I did. I tried to.
Motion made and seconded to award the contract to Mr. Mike Foster that I didn't recognize. I'm sorry. Your wife wasn't with you.
Just a quick question I made about quick. Do we have any provisions or idea about the pathway from the parking lot to the door? Is it just going to be grass?
Yeah,
it's really okay. I was just curious. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to know.
Nothing yet.
All in favor? Okay. 5 yeas to cut Mr. Matt Foster's bid.
Thank you, Mr.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. Item number B under there, a building permit. Update council. Mr. Wiggins, would you like to do that? This was a...
I had it on mine.
That's about the meeting in Spencer that we had.
Yeah, you got it on. Yeah, about 15. Yeah. I had it on
quick vote. All right.
Because we, as you know, we met.
You need to get rid of this idea.
Yeah, we did. The mayor,
Sonya and Pam and I met on May 27th discussing this issue, and we came to the conclusion, and after much discussion, and Sonya went back and summarized it up, and basically, and she wrote it here to us, sent us an email. That after discussing concerns and identifying problems, we concluded the best solution would be to contact the city attorney to clarify how the ordinance should be written to remove any liability from the city and all expenses to the homeowner slash vendor for building inspections. Ms. Bishop will be contacting the city attorney to address the following: what is the city required to have before approving a building permit? What ordinance should the city adopt to remove any liability from the city to make all expenses and inspections the responsibility of the vendor or homeowner? And then also I said that maybe we can ask them about when they do bring up, get the building permit, to have an attorney write up an agreement for them to sign whenever they pick the permit up, stating that within so many days, and I just wrote 10 days after the completion of the construction, the city will be required to certify copies of all required inspections. So I don't know if Sonya got with Mr. Purtle yet on that.
Yes, sir. I think he's the mayor. I guess I should have included you. I apologize for that, sir. I did email Neil Purtle, and he asked me to forward it to Senator Schwab, and they have not responded back. But I emailed him a second time today, just kind of asking for updates, and they did not send me anything yet. But it has, their email has been sent.
So basically what it is shifting the cost of inspections from the city to the home. That's the main.
Our main concern is shifting that. You get with no building. Yes, he did.
My son gave me
that. Give credit where credit's due, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Well, thank you. So there's no voting on that. It's just that baby, right? Okay. Okay. Item C, update council on emergency planning meeting. That's the meeting that we had,
I'm actually going to ask Mr. Fowler if he wants to talk about this meeting.
Yeah.
And he ran it, so I'd like to see Mr. Fowler like to do that.
And that, he furnished lunch, too.
Yeah, good sandwiches, yeah. We met, the mayor and I, and Ms. Bishop was, dial in on the meeting, and, Pam Holmes, Chief Dorsey, Richard Kilgore from the school system. And these were the individuals, or are the individuals, that when a local emergency plan is triggered, these would be the individuals that would be executing the elements of the plan. So, of course, they're all key. Gene was also there. Ron Engelkey was... works in Temple, and so he was unable to be there, but he and Gene communicate closely for the fire department. So we had really all the players there, and there was a lot of discussion about different elements that we need to discuss as far as whether or not we have them in the local plan, such as local shelters, and there were some ideas pitched out by Mr. Kilgore and by Gene about some possible facilities here that might serve as a temporary, maybe warming centers. The plan is a large document. A lot of it is going to be a large document, but a lot of it is just on trying to reduce in writing what we already know we will do in certain situations, how the different agencies, law enforcement, fire department, interact, public works, and so forth. And a lot of this is just reducing it to writing. But there are some key things that we need to decide about, and, you know, one of those would be the, you know, the possibility of shelters in extreme situations. I don't think we're considering overnight, you know, full-fledged emergency long-term shelters, but maybe temporary daytime warming centers or things like that. And so, anyway, it was a very productive time, and the consensus from everybody at the meeting was that we need to hold a town hall meeting. I would have this on the next agenda, would be that the city hall, that the city council approve hosting a town hall meeting for citizens to come and participate in the discussions of, you know, what we would like to see at least considered for our plan. And so that'll be on the agenda for the next meeting, and hopefully we'll have a lot of participation from our citizens, and we'll get some good ideas and some good input, and then citizens will get some good feedback about our preparedness for local emergencies too. So I don't know if I've left anything out, sorry.
I think you
got
covered today.
So y'all going to meet again? It's all kind of putting some shelter together or something. You put it on the agenda for us to have a
host
a town hall meeting in another case.
Yeah, host a town hall meeting would be our first,
okay,
our first task. Get citizens to maybe have some citizens volunteer to be a part of the committee, you know, to help
you
plan together.
I thank you for your diligent work for a long time on this. I know the citizens will be well pleased when we do finally get this place.
Yeah, it's like I say, we're prepared in a lot of ways. In some ways, we won't be more prepared. We've already talked about the operating center being City Hall, and that would be something that we need to budget for as far as getting City Hall prepared for being an emergency operating center. So there's a lot of work to do, and a lot of things to resolve, but I think it was a good first
step.
Thank you.
Tony, you got anything else from that?
Oh, thanks, sir.
Okay. So, you want to do D? Item D?
I just want to remind y'all that June 10th to the 14th, I'll be out of town. I was awarded a scholarship for training to food, hotel, travel. So what will happen is the city will pay it, and then the city will be reimbursed. So you're going to see expense items in travel, then you'll see a credit go into travel, reimbursing everything. I had to write a paper about how this training is going to benefit citizens of the city. And out of everybody in Texas, I was one of eight people who received that award. So pretty proud of that.
Congratulations.
Remember, I won't be there. Yes, sir.
What was the training for? What did it take?
It was a city manager training. It goes over budgeting. It talks about tax allocations. It talks about capital planning. All kinds of things.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I have an update on the bulletproof glass.
So the bulletproof glass is still not installed. We have temporary glass. Gene left, but Gene actually has been trying to call them as well because they started recording my call. Finally, Gene got in touch with them. He's like, oh, it's going to be May 27th. We're going to be there. May 27th all around, still no bulletproof glass. I called him and said, look, can you give us our money back? Our deposit is going to be paid. Or give us the date we can install the glass. Well, we can't give you the deposit back because the date was last, blah, blah, blah. Well, then I need to install it. Well, I'm going to call the manufacturer, speak to the manager, and I'll call you back before the end of business. Well, he didn't call me back before the end of business, but he did call me back this morning. He told me the framing part is done, and all they're waiting on is the speaker hole, and that it should be about maybe 4 more weeks at worst case scenario. He said that because of COVID, and then there was some issue with the ship, and there was some other issues, and it slowed down the, I guess, the process of the bulletproof. flat because they have to put stuff to it, and it slowed down the production. So hopefully this is next week. We do have a temporary fix, but it's not the biggest thing in the world, so it's the prices for now.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't even remember who the company was.
Yeah,
I answered my own question, so I was wondering how the rest of all these people work. But I got you. Thank you.
I don't think you want to call them in. I would.
Well,
Councilman Scott, considering possibly take action on approving a YouTube channel to live stream city council meetings. This is advised by the KHT.
Yes, sir. So what happened was Tom Tiller came out on May 26th to train staff. And instead of just training me or Pam, I thought it would be the best interest of the city to train me, Pam, Esther, Heather. And we still don't even have a lot of this equipment. During the training, I mentioned that I wanted to have it live streamed to the website. He had said that doing that would block down the website, so they were there when somebody was trying to get on there while the live stream was going. It made a court payment, it made calls like a delay. And if you call the office, he does not recommend live streaming directly to the website. He recommends using a YouTube channel, which is free, and then having the YouTube channel link on the website so people can click on it and watch it live. I've already, because you have to get approved to use a live stream to YouTube, I've already got the approval, I've already went through all of the different steps to get approved. If y'all say no, we're not going to do that, then I can just cancel that account. But I did do it to the personal A, in case y'all want to, you know, if y'all approve it, you already have it. If you don't approve it, I'll cancel the account.
Is it going to cause a problem if we don't have it, like you were trying to talk about, with the rest of the system that we have?
If you don't live stream, I mean, the whole purpose of y'all voters and equipment is to live stream so that citizens that are homebound can watch a meeting so that way more people are informed. If you don't go with YouTube, try to use the website, it's going to bog our website down.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and it is, like I said, people if they're just going to try to make payments or whatever. The other thing is the amount of data that's going to be going across, it can actually close our website. Where there's too much data being used and
so close website out. Well, I think we put a lot of money and effort into this to have it to work. We can do that in live stream and the citizens can be involved and participate on an easy manner. If this is what we got to do, then I think that's what we got to do.
That's
what's it cost for?
YouTube is free. There's no charge. And the other good part about YouTube is going on what Sean had told me and told us in that meeting was with YouTube, they automatically archive every video and it'll stay there indefinitely. So as far as like open records or as far as meetings, the Meetings Act requirements, YouTube already covers all that.
And it would link to our website?
Right, I would be able to go to our website and put the link there saying to view live stream website or view live stream meeting, go to this website.
I guess there'd be a link for every meeting day.
So they would go to that, they would put that one link, and then that link they would go in and there's like a section from what he told me. I've never done YouTube before. What he told me is when you go into our channel, you can go in and watch previous meetings and they'll be dated. And you can set it up so like we can go in there. So like for example, we know we have a meeting every second and for Thursday of each month, we can already have those meetings where it's automatically recording them, where it's automatically all you have to do is the and it automatically picks up the camera and goes with it.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion approving the YouTube channel to live stream the city council meeting.
A second.
All right. Anybody who was calling? Motion made and seconded to approve. The live stream on YouTube, all in favor?
Well, can I ask a question before y'all vote?
Yeah, we've already.
Well, you made the motion, but we've not had any discussion.
I asked for discussion and nobody said, everybody said no discussion. And we've already voted. Five yeas. So if you have a question, ask it.
The question is, will the go-to meeting continue the virtual being as well as the YouTube? Because on YouTube, you cannot communicate. You can only watch. It's like when you go out to the church service. You can watch it, go back and watch it, but you can't have any two-way conversation on YouTube.
Can I answer that?
Actually, I am going to have to check with EML because I don't know if y'all saw the news, but not too long ago, Governor Abbott had revoked the laws that he changed for COVID. He revoked that, so we're going back to normal. So I need to see if we can, I don't even know if it's the whole COVID meeting. I have to ask you now, because I didn't get real good clarification when I read the article about Governor King's so,
it should be there.
Okay.
Back now.
Okay.
Regulations. So I can make this, I can give an email tomorrow, and I, as soon as I get an answer, I'll email you.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to, I knew with YouTube you could not do two-way, but I did not know if the virtual was going to still continue or not with the new equipment, because that was one of the things that was discussed. One of the reasons we needed the new equipment was to be able to have conference communication.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Can we do that, Ms. Bishop? With this system, we will have the sound and the video.
We will have a better system. The problem is, I don't know if we would break it any of the meetings at all. I want to ask the email to make sure I have. What I think I understand, and what I need. I just want to verify before I say.
Well, I don't mean that. I mean to be able to communicate back and forth between the council and the public. I think that's what she was asking.
Right, I understand. But again, I would have to get clarity from, because the other meeting that it says that people should be here.
Okay.
And
okay.
So I need to get some clarity because, like I said, the whole reason we're doing all this virtual stuff is because of COVID.
You're acting my place now.
I think that's probably, you're probably right.
I don't know if we can do it that way anymore.
Okay, item G, discuss the holiday parade and possibly a fall craft sale.
So, I know we were doing a parade last year, and then COVID happened. And one of the things that I get asked quite often from students is, why don't we have some community activities? Craft sale, parade, things like that. So I thought, just run it by you guys, I don't have a date prepared, but I would like to see what your thoughts are on having some community involvement and activities that we do that, because we kind of go back to normal. If we do a parade, a Christmas parade, I have a Santa that actually works at some of the malls and stuff. He's a very realistic Santa. He does Santa at the coffee table here. But we have to look in on that. I want to use the person told me they would do it for free. So we would need to get some dates to get them on the calendar if we're considering it. But I want to get your input and your thoughts before I start working on anything.
The only question I would have is, who's going to put it together?
I volunteer to do my off time. I'm in my school or work. I have my boys and women donate their time.
Like what I was saying, you know, who you going to get to participate in the parade, what they're going to use, and all this kind of thing. I wouldn't.
Well, last year, Kimball approved an application to see how it was through our city to reduce the liability. So we do that same application. And last year, before we had to cancel the Christmas parade, I already had the band and the cheerleaders interested from the school district. And then I've already had a couple churches that have reached out to get information. And then, of course, there's the ROTC,
well, that was my question, you know, who's going?
Well, I'm hoping, and then I'm hoping that I can get some folks out of the community to volunteer, and you like to volunteer, so I figured maybe you can help me.
Hey, it's just one more thing.
Why not?
But I just try to, you know, what you know, what we want or something. I'm not opposed to it.
think the more people get involved again, the better it is. But, you know, you don't want to have one tractor, one car, and one Santa going up the street.
Well, you've got to start somewhere.
I know. Thank you.
Okay. Is that satisfying your question? Anybody?
Well, I just want to say I think it's a great idea.
Me too.
Yeah.
We need something.
Yeah.
We've got to get our community back.
Yeah.
We used to have the Mayfest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How about so we all kind of when you designed to have this in place to prove that go forward with it?
Well, I just wanted to get your input your ideas. I wanted to get ideas because I didn't want to put into words.
I think I like the idea of certainly a community event. I think the time of year, you got weather. Worst weather. I love the Mayfest, and that was a great time of year. But that would just be one thought, okay? Just a thought. And the other thing would be, you've got a lot going on, and I think this sounds like something that would take a lot of work. I would just caution you about how much work and time it's going to take.
I believe I call that a go ahead time. So
that's all.
I'll get some stuff together and talk
okay.
About
okay, thank you.
Okay. Item H, update council on the cover at the corner of Highway 107 and Franklin Road. Well, that thing needs to be replaced and widened.
So, an email was sent out, and on the 21st of May, just when that email went out, and then I got an email from Clayton Zeka from TxDOT that verified this is on the maintenance schedule for TxDOT. They're going to come out, sweep it up, and replace it. The
text
is going to be repairing that.
Yeah.
At no cost to us.
They're going to widen
it
a little bit.
They didn't take widening. Yeah. They're going
to fix it. Yeah. I thought about running off of it forever. They took me through cars and had an old side pipe thing up that high. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I mentioned to something to Gene. And he said, let me look at it. So I know 2 or 3 days he went down there. I said, it's probably fixed out, but I don't know. He said, I'll take it out. But he went down and cleaned them out, and then he told me later that you did get over the test lot, and you did whoever, and they said they would do that. So.
Yes, I got it.
And it's been needing done a long time.
They did clean them out, so. Did do that. Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. Item number 12, this is one I put on there, and I think it's pretty well set and ready in the workshop. I discussed it and considered it, and I don't think there's any need trying to take action on it, so we'll just skip it. Item 13, the rest of these are with Mr. Williams. Item 13, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on where the city is with complying with a letter of conditions as stated by the United States Department of Agriculture for the sewer system.
Yes, sir, I put this on there. As you know, that here a while back, Johnny told us that we could go ahead and be working on these things. And so I felt like it would be a good idea to put it on here. And I know Sonia sent us something on it, giving everybody an update. But I'd kind of like for her to go through it and kind of let us know, because there is some things on there that's very important, and one of them is that we're going to have a plan. Policies, procedures, and ordinance must be submitted for each and review prior to advertising for bids, along with the documents below. And this has to do with them being able to get your money. House not paid in full.
So that's going to be very important that we get that.
I'm glad to understand that.
So on the section three of that section three, item 15, the system policies and procedures.
Yes, sir.
You know, it states in there that the policies and procedures ordinance must contain an effective collection policy or account stop paying rules in a specified number of days every day.
Oh, really?
I got you.
And then, so we have to draft these policies and procedures and ordinances, and so that's prior to advertising for bids, and then we'll have to submit that to.
Yeah, that's like the sewer bid.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yes,
the sewer bid.
Yes. So we have to do these things before we can actually go to bid, so we need to get started on it, and you might want to kind of help. Tell us exactly what we need to do now. Yes, again.
That's probably a conversation we heard between Sonia and USDA, Terry Kennedy, and I think she's already talked to her about it.
Okay.
There's a number of little documents
that
are in the letter permission.
Yes, thank you.
On that thing there is. The council had asked me several months ago, and I've actually been working on 4 months, and Ms. Bishop and I and Pam and the other lady met Tuesday for 2 hours, 15 minutes, dealing with past due bills and council receivables, et cetera, et cetera. And she has it and working on it. We're still working on it. Hopefully, we might have it ready for the 10th. I don't know, but I'm not going to put pressure on that. So this will directly affect the sewer bill as well. But both of those can be put in the same place. That's the only reason I brought it up, because the sewer bill will be tied directly into those same bars.
Right.
Yes. It's water. That's the only reason I brought it up. I didn't mean
So that's sort of kind of being worked on. Yeah, and Sonia has on this paper that she sent out to everybody that are working on it. But I want to really stress that it's really important for us to make sure we do all this.
So this one from a cold turkey, what I'm saying about the direction of council, see what thing is facing bills and bills to be paid. We are addressing that. And hopefully it will be brought to council before long. That's going to be up to Ms. Bishop.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Okay, item 30.
I work with DP, QP, UG, and I am getting a mentor assigned to me that is going to help me write all of that. And at some point, I will get it with Mr. Tabor to say, hey, do you think I have this right? Because he's an expert in this area. But we do have Terry Tuna, which is going to be paying for organizations who help us for free. To help us write this thing. Also, it's on the rise for the notice about the budget. We're going to have to get together on that. Johnny and I will be working on that as well, I think. Some of the things that Mr. Tabor had done, I verified with Mr. Tabor, hey, you covered this part right. This is something I need to do. And I did reach out again to your journalist, and she pulled back through the letter of conditions to highlight the things that we need to really focus on. I've been in contact with Dan twice about our bond. And the bond is orders and issues that he has to do. So we have everything lined up. We just have to get to that specific point. I've emailed Mr. Tabor, had his plan delivered yesterday, and they emailed us yesterday with a digital copy of this plan, and I've already submitted those to the attorney. Along with Tim's already emailed the attorney all of the easements in digital format as they requested, as well as all of the solicitation. So
the grain tracking mechanism for all of us, but for all
brush question. Have you identified anything in these lists of requirements that will possibly be an issue as far as being completed? Johnny's estimate was like 45 to 60 days maybe on getting the approval back from the USDA. Have you identified anything that might be a potential problem that would keep us from being ready to go in about that same time frame?
The only thing that I speculate, and it's a huge speculation, would be the attorney and how quickly they review and they get back. That's the only thing. We're being proactive, we're working. But the attorneys, I don't know how long it's going to take them to do their part. Like the defense and everything, we're at their mercy, they know the time frame. And then the only other thing that I'm fearful of, that I'm kind of overwhelmed thinking about, that I'm definitely going to be using the mentor and other organizations, is the budgeting part. And John had already said that he would work with us on that. But the budgeting part is going to be hard because we don't know So we don't know, are we going to use the million that we already had invested in the sewer? Are we going to leave that million invested in the sewer? So the budgeting part might be something that might even get
Tricky. It'll be tricky. Because you can't project sometimes way down here.
Right, and it's going to be sewer, so it's going to be a little bit more complex to do a budget for that. Those are the only two things that I could do.
I think the best thing we can do, or all you can do to me, is to track it as close as you can and have some kind of timetable in mind, you know, by tracking these things closely. The attorneys, I understand, but you know, and I'm sure you know, they're going to have to be pushed.
Right.
And I know we'll be pushing.
Definitely.
Okay. Item 14. Council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on getting quotes bids for the drive-through main road, body parking, and using road space.
Well, I
did put that on there, Mr. Mayor. And back in the March 11th meeting, and I've got the copy of the minutes here. The motion, I'm just going to read the motion, but I even Mark Fowler that we solicit bids for the handicapped parking, drive-through window lane, and public parking area. Ask bidders to separate out the quotes amongst the drive-through window lane and public parking and handicapped parking. Now, we did not do, so we did the drive-through window lane, and then I guess you would say the employee parking, but we did do public or the handicap parking, so, and that was voted on back in March.
I think maybe that has to be paved, is that what you're saying, or seen?
Yes, well, the handicap,
And here's my limit. I have to do measurements, because when I write up the thing for a bid proposal, I need to know measurements, I need to know all of that information that I don't know. And so I called several places and asked if they could come out and look for their. I haven't had no luck.
So measurements. I'm sorry.
So I've been working on it, but I'm not quite there yet. So again, I'm doing stuff from scratch. So.
Yeah.
Donnie, if you will, look at that ADA website that I've got it printed here.
And it
shows you what do accessible parking spaces look like. It gives you measurements and things of that nature.
So
do
you think,
I think if you just read this, it'll explain it to you. First, that would explain it to you. And we can decide how many other spaces, parking spaces, we may want up there. We got maybe four out there. Is that what we're going to want?
Not very many.
I mean, that may move on, that may move on more over there. You just have to pay the handicap part.
Yes, we just have to pay the handicap part.
Because I know Ms. Bishop said she had a hard time getting anybody to sponsor to give her bids or anything. And I told her to, I just suggested, then just maybe bring the council if she needed some help. Somebody would permit, somebody local might go try to find somebody to come give us a bid on some asphalt. I think she's trying, but she got no response. But Mr. Foster made it for you.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, yeah, I understand, like, the handicap park, like, the handicap thing. I've been to that. And I know the measurement, you have to have certain measurement, and then it has to be so much space for wheelchairs to get out of the bed, and you can't have enough parking space, all that. But I don't know the distance from point A to point B, so I mean, how many parking spots I can put there? How many handicap parking spots? How many individuals? I don't know the measurement of that park. To put it in the writing to put it out for bid.
I think in that 8 foot, 10 foot, I'm sorry.
I mean, I know is it 10 foot or 12? I don't like 12.
I think in the law.
What about the parking lot size? So what Hannah's saying is she thinks this is about the occupancy of the building. So when I was reading that, if I'm not mistaken, Surrender 88, it said that if you're basing your handicaps, you have to have so many handicap parking spots per however many parking lots, the whole parking lot hole. Something to that. I can't remember the
I think in the law, there's a graph or something that says, based on, like Pam said, I think it's in the law that answers the question, how many you got to have.
So it might be in two different places.
Yeah. And the handicap accessible law, I mean, and I haven't seen it, read it, but I remember when we were doing some additions to our place in town, we were told that it was, you know, according to the handicap accessible law. So that may be where the answer is as far as what we've got. And just to suggest, place a little. You know.
I'll get back on it tomorrow, but I did call several places. I did reach out, like I said. I'm on it. It's just, I can't make people respond. I can't make people get out of here.
I'll pass along to you also that I have a good contact on the paving company.
Okay.
And, you know, so I could, if I need to, you tell me, and I'll try to run it down. And
you would get to the
community. Okay.
Any help is appreciated.
Okay. See, item 15,
we did that already.
Yeah, okay.
So it'll be 16.
Council discussing, considering possible take action on procedures for non-payment of water bills.
Okay, I'll put that on there. And again, that item, we brought that up at our February 25th meeting. And has been discussed since about non-payment delinquent accounts with the administrator showing the solutions. And so far, none has been presented to the council. I know that Mr. Talbert and Ms. Bishop and Pam are, and Leslie, the mayor, are working on them. But, you know, I got to looking at that, and it's like if we have an agreement, okay? We have an agreement right here that everybody signs that when they get water, it'll make them. But this agreement talks about the bill due date. If not paid by the 15th of the month, the next business day, if the 15th falls on a weekend, $30 late fee is set and will be charged. But we have, so here's the thing. We need a scenario like, if you don't pay your bill, none at all, then what do you do? Here's what we do here. Okay. But yes, ma'am, you're right, Linda. You say cut it off, but then when do we cut it off? You know, because we have one part on our website that says the 20th,
20th, and then one part says the 24th, then on your water bill, it says something else. On the back of my water bill for this month that I got, it says, if we do not receive your payment by 15th of each month, the $30 late fee added to your bill, and services will be disconnected on the 21st. We need to find out when it's going to be disconnected. And then on our, in our own ordinance, it states that the cutoff date, the non-payment is the first working day or 15th due date. Will it be cut off next day if not paid as per extension agreement? So, the way I see it, if you don't pay your bill at all, then it should be cut off the following day, unless it falls on a weekend, it'll be the first day, you know, the first working day or 15th. Now, if you come in and sign an extension agreement only before the 15th, then, and we have that extension agreement here, then, then you're not charged the $30 late fee. And here's the thing about the extension agreement. It says I'll pay my balance in full on blank. So we could put in there 6 months, a year, 30 days, 90 days, and there's nothing that we have that says it'll be a minimum of 6 months. You know, we're up to 6 months to pay that. Nothing. And then let's say that month one, that you come in here and say, well, I can't pay it, and then actually you're supposed to pay the minimum monthly fee, the $35. So you pay your $35 and you come in and you fill this out, so I can't, my balance is $100. I'm going to pay $35 and that keeps me from paying that $30 late fee. Now next month, I could fill out another one of these, because in our agreement, in our extension, where it talks about extensions, it says you can do this each month. So we're being a bank here,
yeah.
And we need to get some clarity. We need to say this. Every place on our website. You go under our, it says department, water department. From where it says water department, I have.
And you need to turn your, mute your phone to that.
On May the 21st, it talks about cut off.
Thank you.
Water be cut off next day if not paid as per extension agreement. And then on something else, it says something else. So I'm just saying we need to get it all clarified and have it on how. This is what happens if you don't pay your water bill. This is what happens if you have that extension agreement. And we should change this. We need to change our agreement. Where you can only have one extension agreement can be in effect at a time. That's what we need. And so we just need to make it, I wish it, and then it talks about deposit refund. It says within a year, and some people don't even have to pay a deposit, and we need to do away with that. Like I'm paying a deposit, and I think we need to, because the law, by law, state law, you can do up to 24 months. So I think we need to do it 24 months. But they're working on this.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it's confusing.
Yeah.
And for somebody to look at it and say, I don't know. And then in our ordinance too, we talk about, and here's where the city council is hands are tied.
It is.
The city council, it says the final authority on all adjustments and extensions of privilege shall be the city secretary or city administrator. The city council shall have no authority to make adjustments or grant extensions of billing. So we, the city council, that said, we left that to y'all. And they could say, y'all don't pay us in 6 months, and now next month you can't pay, okay. We understand. So 6 months later, so we're being a bank here. And we're not getting no money. And we can't, as city councilman, I can't sit here. I don't believe I can give that authority. I'm gonna have to I'm gonna have to amend that. And so, you know, I don't want to talk on this long because I know it's been discussed, but it's been brought up in the past, and we need to fix it and move on. And I'd like for at the next meeting, they bring it to the head that they've had since February.
Put on the head meeting because I've acquiesced on that since y'all asked me. Because all these other issues come up, the bishop doesn't work, she's sick and gone, and everything. So finally, we had a meeting, and you hit the nail on the head. I've been seeing it since January and February, even look at the audit. It's very obvious what's been going on, and there really hasn't been any guidelines, even though the ordinances are in place, and you just hit a few of them. I'm talking about the ordinances.
It's really confidential.
I didn't want this to go on.
I'm not, but it's been addressed, these are the items that you brought up in the thing. And Ms. Bishop is working on it, and family emailed me yesterday.
If they do their part, then I'm going to do my part to bring the council next meeting. I'm going to put it on the agenda.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, you got that one time.
So this is almost the current stuff that we have, and I've been going back into the website and looking at more ordinances. One of the ordinances goes back to 1995.
Yeah,
it's just a contradictory of everything you just said.
And
then some. Policies, procedures, this. But we have to follow TC2L, and we have to follow the
yes.
And you think that you cannot disconnect a water customer until 10 days.
10 days.
So that
should
be
lost. That's correct. You've been living out of the ordinances for 20-something years.
Right.
And the rig just got out of hand because the people in leadership roles can take responsibility to turn over the voice of the water office. I won't ever agree to giving them authority to handle a customer's account and take the money and write the bill off unless one or three people that's in authority approve it. Because it don't need to be no 90 past due customers until you cut off every month. So, I'm glad Mr. Williams brought it up, and I brought it up for him. And I know Ms. Owens wants to think she got started hearing it, but I think she understands better now. If you can't write off 20-something, I'm not worth past due bills this year. The buck has got to stop somewhere. And it's going to stop right then if I've got a buck.
Well, we know you've been doing
it. Well, that's okay. That's, all this should be done with them, but in the things that sort of kind of been doing what it's done all these times, right. And everybody needs, the council needs to help. The administrator get the feet on the ground, they swap, and they're everybody. So I'm honored to be able to do what I do. That don't mean I go put everything first. I give her suggestions, and she's got to help. Everybody does. Sure.
So I was all I had.
Okay. Thank you. Item 17, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on appointing 2 council members to work with staff on the 2021-2022 budget and for them to report back to the council with their recommendations. Mr. Williams.
Yes, sir. I put this on there because I felt like it would help the council. When you appoint a couple of council members to these committees, and that helps, I believe, it helps weed out a lot of things. And therefore, when they bring it back to the council, it's pretty well in order, and we don't have, the whole council don't have as much items to go through. So I believe it does help, and so I think it would be.
Well, I have just one question, and I think it's all right that you could do this, but it's not against the law. We may have to check with the mayor. Can 2 councilmen be appointed to kind of like a form?
Yes, it's not a
quorum. I know it's not a quorum, but
yes, 2 council members can.
Okay, good. That's all I wanted to know.
Just a point I'd like to remind everybody, we set a June 22nd meeting. That meeting
I think is basically where we'll all kind of feel like we're headed out with the budget planning on the same page. That's what we, I hope will come from that June 22nd meeting. And that'll be all of us giving our thoughts. And of course, Sonia's input will be very critical there. But we listed a couple of meetings back about all the things that we need to resolve. You know, things like, you know, raises, you know, what we're going to do for raises, capital expense request, and so those are the kind of things that, you know, we'll hopefully have some kind of understanding. We won't know, I'm sure we won't have a capital budget at our first meeting, but we'll have hopefully, you know, discussions with our department heads and so forth, and maybe even have them, you know, participate in the sessions when they're on the docket, you know, what we're working on. So anyway, that was, I just want to remind everybody we're going to do this. I think I understand what we're saying here is kind of similar to what we've done, like on the budget reports. You know, we put two council members on there, and I think the thing I thought came from it was really valuable was just the communication exchange. We got insight from the staff, and I think the staff got insight from us and opinions, and I think it was very valuable in terms of just straight up communication. But I mean, I would say last year, I think Mr. Wiggins worked closely with Ms. Bishop on the budget planning, and I would certainly propose to council, and if we do this, that I would certainly want him to be on it, and I don't usually, all I'll do is just say I would certainly volunteer myself to also, you know, be the representative, the council representative, if the council would be so inclined. So
does somebody want to make a motion to appoint two council members?
A motion that we appoint two council members to work with.
Which two?
You want to name them?
Anybody want to volunteer?
Look, I'll make the recommendation. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Or anybody else?
You have a question? Okay.
I just have a question.
Okay.
Because we're going to be voting on this, and when does the budget stuff start? Like when you're going to be doing this?
The meeting is the 22nd.
Our whole council meeting about the budget planning is the 22nd.
Okay. And then that is for the new budget year of next year? What about the election fixing to come up? What if some of us don't make it? And we vote over it again.
Yeah, we have to have.
And you'll have to.
We have to have the budget done, but then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I would.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure. I'm thinking. You. Have three people on standby.
What's the deadline on the budget?
September 29th or September.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
I said, you're going to make a recommendation?
Yes, I said, yes.
Okay, well, you said something else, so I didn't want to get out of order.
Make a recommendation.
I'm like McFarry. He worked on it really good last year. I think that's just a lead pipe change. He's more familiar with it because I could work on it, but I'm going to be able to do something else. So I think Mr. Fowler volunteered. I think him and Ricky Williams ought to be appointed to work with the budget. And if they need some additional help from whomever, they can, you know, bring it to the council and somebody else. But that's who I would recommend to the council to appoint. And if somebody else wants to make a difference.
Is that a form of a motion?
Yes, sir. I'll second it.
All right. Motion made and seconded to appoint Mr. Wiggins. Mr. Fowler, just a committee and a committee to work with the staff on the budget. All in favor? 5 yeas. 18, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on appointing a committee for water infrastructure. If you appoint a committee, some committee, I don't know if this would apply or not, but a lot of time when a city appoints a committee, members of that committee have a voting authority.
Yeah, some of them do.
Some of them. I don't know if this would.
That's not what I would suggest that we do on this budget or the water committee.
Well, any other.
Well, the committee, don't take it out of context. I mean, the committee could be two council members. It could be, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean. But, so I did put that on there, and that's something that, actually, we voted on, Mr. Fowler, and I have that here, made a motion at the February 25th meeting to form a committee for water infrastructure. And I would not say that I know Mr. Talbert has lots of knowledge of our water system, and I can't think of anybody more knowledgeable to be on this committee than him, and so I would like for him to be on the committee, and if Cecil, if you wouldn't mind, would you assist?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I would like to make a motion that Mr. Talbert and Mr. Griffin be on the water committee, on the committee for water infrastructure.
Okay, that's discussion.
Okay. Was there a second?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Is there a discussion? You want a second?
Can you second?
No, I wanted to discuss.
Yeah, but you need a second.
Yeah. I second it.
You second it?
No, I don't want to second me. No. I'll do that.
I'll go ahead.
No, I'm not going to second me being on either.
Well, you, somebody's got.
Mark will be.
Second it.
Nope.
I'll second it.
All right. My motion made and seconded.
Okay. So those on the committee. Okay, so I'm making a motion that we do appoint Cecil and second. Yeah, okay. So y'all got the motion down. Okay. So when we put this approved this to do this, the idea was that it would be the city council members and also possibly community people who have maybe knowledge and experience and could make input. But if we could get Johnny to maybe clarify or maybe give us what he feels such a committee would be needed for in terms of what you do.
I think there's a lot of things that exist in the water system that the council and the community don't know anything about. And my idea of a committee would be certainly two council members, but also would include G. I mean, he's a guy with the nuts and bolts out there. He knows how big it is, whatever problems there are. If this pleases the council, I will serve on the committee as well.
Yeah.
And then, that would put Gene and I where we can talk with Mr. Talbert, you know, those, whoever else you want on the committee, and we can talk about what is here now, what works now, what we need to do, and some kind of order in which that needs to be done.
And I remember Pam was really, key in getting this brought to the meeting when we talked about it. But one of her needs is that people, as we all know, we request water meters and we do meter studies, and we can't reasonably offer people a water meter. Cost wise, it's too expensive or whatever. But Pam had no
no knowledge of what the city's expansion and upgrade plans of the water system are. And so when people say, well, how long do you think it'll be before we can have service out here? She can't answer that question because, at least as far as I'm understanding, we don't know.
But that's,
yeah.
That's one thing we want to agree.
Yes, I'm just saying.
No. But also, I would like possibly to amend your motion, if y'all see fit. Another gentleman is a citizen, has more knowledge than probably, well, he does have a little more knowledge than me, but not a tremendous, but, and also the dean is Mr. Larry Warman. It's a citizen community that wants to help us. He's a very knowledgeable citizen, has been on the water board many years, and many water citizens, I would suggest, and his knowledge of this system does not go to waste. We use that, put him on the committee as well.
You think he would agree?
Yeah, but he's already agreed that he would do it.
I started saying maybe you could amend the...
Yeah, with my motion,
yeah.
So, I would like to amend my motion to read that, that Mr. Tollard and Mr. Griffin work with Gene, Johnny, Pam, Sonia, and then reach out to Mr. Roman and work with them on the water, the committee for the water infrastructure. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yes. Second. You only help on the motion, I think. The motion was made to the point.
The point, James Tollard, Cecil Griffin, and have them work with.
Well, would that be part of the committee? We just great point to them.
Okay. I didn't know if they did muscle and could him, but I can appoint him. I'll go ahead and bone him and point out the two councilmen that are council on the committee than these other people on the committee.
Okay.
So, for Mr. Tollard and Mr. Griffin and Gene, the water superintendent, and Johnny Tabor, the engineer, water engineer, and Larry Roman,
and
Pam and Sonia to be on the water committee for water infrastructure.
Okay. And who seconded that?
Cecil.
No, Martin Powder. I'm Martin Powder. Martin, okay. Okay, so motion made and seconded to name those people that you just listed to be a committee for water infrastructure. All in favor? 5 yeas. Okay, item 19, council to discuss communication issues between the city staff and the city council.
I put that on there, and just first and foremost, the relationship between the mayor, city council, and city staff is a partnership that serves the community. Simultaneous communication are key elements of this partnership by providing regular and complete information each week to all councilmen. I feel like the council members are not being kept updated and informed on Bergen City matters. Seems like things are a secret and they shouldn't be. A lot of things on this agenda should have already been handled in the handle. Not until the issue is pressed. It brought up again in the matter of the address. I had no clue, nor did I believe that other council members did, that we were going to move into the new city hall when we did. Me personally, I feel that we should not have moved into the new city hall until we were totally ADA compliant and the road was constructed with a drive-through window in order for it to be totally operational. We are not totally ADA compliant, and the road for the drive-through window has not been started. It's imperative that the city staff and mayor keep this council informed of all relevant city matters. Communication is a vital key to keeping the city moving in the right direction and keeping its citizens informed. Successful relationships between staff, mayor, and city council members require an ongoing effort and attention, and communication is a central element of this effort. And we just haven't, I don't feel like, Mr. Mayor, that the council has been kept up to date on things. I know that in the past, you know, I know that Mr. Fowler had a motion and to, for the council, for the city administrator, to update the council at every meeting on things that's going on. And as you know, I put 8 items on there, and Sonya put 8 on hers too. And every one of these items were passed out. It should have already been handled here. And so I just feel like that we need to be kept more in the loop. I agree.
Well, how would be the best way to do that? That you should send the emails. But the mayor, I feel like I can't call each and every one because people will consider that.
Well, I mean, important things is what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, I'm not talking about the.
Yeah. Well, if I'm
important. But if it's not important, I'm sure, why can't you do it?
Well, I mean,
who cares what they think? Well, are you tend to business?
Or the walking forum.
Yeah, walking forum or something like that.
Or collusion or Russian collusion.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I believe you got it.
But I think everybody, you know, anything important, don't you just send the emails to everybody? I mean, I can work.
Yes, well, I mean, I will work on my communication, but I would like to know that it's also important for council to work on their communication as well. Sometimes I feel like if I reach out to council members, I'm going to get my head bitten off, or I'm going to get it little, or I'm going to get it treated badly. And there have been several times that staff is going to be really concerned because council members have came to City Hall, and 2 council members in particular came to City Hall very recently and was complaining about me to them. There have been several complaints coming to me about things that are being said and daily bread by council members about me and about the staff. So I feel like the communication can be improved not only on my side, but also on council side. And I think that respect goes 2 ways. And I think I deserve the same respect that I did, and I hope that I show y'all all respect. So.
It ain't been me, because I ain't been Dave Briggs. I think that you and I, I tell you like it is, to your face. I try to talk to you myself in person. Therefore, I have no reason to talk face behind my back.
And here's the one, yeah, there has been conversations that have been very disruptive, not very good, effective communication on both sides. I'm just saying, I'm okay.
How do you communicate?
But just like right now,
no, please don't. You gotta get it out.
Yeah. Just like this gentleman I was talking, there's people rolling their eyes.
Our mechanism is your report. And I think that every 2 weeks, there's things that may be out there that we don't know about. And maybe, well, I'm not talking about somebody missed work or somebody had a flat tire. I'm just saying that if there's things that could potentially become issues, I mean, I just want to know. I'm saying that you've got that mechanism there. And also, I think during that, if questions come up as a result of your report, if questions come up as a result of Chief Dorsey's report,
then we're perfectly legal to say, well, what about this last meeting item that we had, or, you know, I mean, tonight I had a couple of things that I really wanted to know where they stand. And we talked about a lot of things, and that's why I didn't want to slow it down. But I think that we split hairs too much on what we can talk about and what we can't talk about. And I've talked to TML about it. I've tried to get clarification. I've talked to former very experienced city managers, and they concur that there's a way that you can do that. And a lot of these items are just simply discussion items that could come under your report. Don't require action. It's just, hey, you know, remember those folks that came in and they wanted a water meter and, you know, we had to refund their money, you know. So I don't want to talk about that now because it's not an agenda, but I would love to know where that stands. But that is one mechanism, and then you have the email mechanism. And you're very careful, and we appreciate it when you say do not reply to all. I mean, that's greatly appreciated, but that's another mechanism. That if it's in between council meetings, it's a quick email, you know. And thank you. So that's all I'm saying is if we utilize the resources that we have and mechanisms that we have, I think we can help all of us can help.
That's very good. Thank you.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Before we adjourn,
we're still on out of code.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't everybody leave until I say it's over. But I won't say that.
Okay.
Are you through with 19?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 20.
Okay, the only thing on 20 now was that smoking, and that's let me just say this. I'd like to amend the motion the ordinance that we have, that section 6.02.001, where it says smoking prohibited in municipal buildings. I'd like to amend that to read there will be no smoking in any of the roof-related municipal buildings. Outdoor smoking must not interfere with non-smoker rights, clean air to the inner and leave the buildings. Smoking means lighting, burning, inhaling, or exhaling any substance, tobacco or vapor product, including electronic cigarettes or other devices, pipes, cigars, which emits either vapor or smoke. And that defines smoking. If that's okay, and I know that when we discussed this in the workshop, somebody had thrown out there like so many feet away. If you'd like to put that in there, who's going to mark it off? I don't know. That's why I say this.
No.
If I say outdoor smoking must not interfere with non-smoker's rights to clean air as they enter and leave the building, shouldn't that be sufficient?
Yeah. I would think so.
Okay.
You know, you're going to go out and mark a line. You don't
write it. So that's my motion. Again, I'll make a motion to amend that section 6.02.001 to read there will be no smoking in any of the Bruce-related municipal buildings. Outdoor smoking must not interfere with non-smokers' rights to clean air as they enter and leave buildings. Smoking means lighting, burning, inhaling, or exhaling any substance, tobacco, or vapor product, including electronic cigarettes, or other devices, pipe cigars, which emits either vapor or smoke.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for what he said. I'm not going to see that.
She got it on tape. She
all in favor?
Discussion.
All in favor.
Oh, sorry.
If there's no discussion.
Okay. I would want to recommend that we run this by our city attorney. And because we've got the question out there about whether or not we have to have a reference of enforcement. And so, and I'm hoping that we don't have to have a reference of enforcement.
You pay the attorney.
I don't think the city, the school now has to have that, but that's state law, you know.
Yeah.
It's all right, I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't want to raise money.
Okay, so that carried, right? Okay.
Agreed.
So before we leave, we have a regular meeting scheduled for next Thursday, the 10th, but there's a need to cancel it or change it or something. She won't be here for one thing. And agenda would need to be out tomorrow. And she didn't have time to have all that done.
If we get time, you'd like to put it off to.
What?
When do you want to put it off to?
Well, that's what I was fixing to ask. Yeah, I can cancel it just like that. There's a lot of people complaining about that.
Well, it's you got to be here for.
Yeah.
Do this from the cup.
Yeah.
In the house.
Yeah. So we can put it off to the next Thursday.
That'll be the 17th.
17th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay. Can we consider that budget workshop on the same day? Would y'all have, like, through the budget workshop on the same day of the 17th? I mean, because we're talking about 5 days later.
No, I don't have a problem with it. Can you visit?
But they have a meeting already scheduled on May for the 22nd.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
It's 10 a.m.
on 22nd. That way, just a workshop, that way, employees would be here.
Okay, I just want to ask a question. So we'll leave that alone and then we'll go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, if y'all wanted to have that meeting on the 22nd, could y'all just think that he knows, so I could use it.
If you didn't
get it posted or whatever, but you
could
instead
of
having it on the 17th,
you
did it on the
22nd,
you did it on the 14th. Well, I think
the 22nd
is just a workshop. But we haven't posted it yet.
Okay.
We haven't posted it or anything. Okay. Yet. So if y'all chose to have it on the 22nd at 10 a.m., you
had a workshop,
then you're still
have
time to
post
it. We're still
within
72 hours.
We already voted to do
the workshop.
Do the workshop.
But then you decide tonight if you
want to
go ahead and do a council meeting that same day.
Okay.
Y'all. I don't care.
On the 22nd or the 17th? She's talking about doing the workshop and the city council meeting on the
22nd. That's on a Tuesday. I have a doctor's appointment that morning.
I can. We have another meeting on the 24th, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just.
I'm
lost. Yeah, I was in favor of setting a date for one more meeting for this month.
We have 24.
I agree with you.
That's all right.
Okay.
I agree.
But and then keep our budget workshop set.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm making a motion that we set a date for one additional council meeting this month.
And they've already said.
It's already set.
All that four will cancel.
We already got two of them. All we're doing is canceling that one that is not on the agenda. So we can't
put it on the agenda.
Okay.
Well, this may have to do it. Yeah. Reset the date.
Okay.
Just have a meeting on the 24th and then on the 22nd. Have a budget meeting, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
At 10 a.m.
Budget meeting has already been voted, though. What I'm trying to tell you, this is not on the agenda. We cannot vote on it.
No.
The mayor is going to have to decide this. Now, he's got some input here. Right. We can say,
I'll cancel my doctor's appointment.
He's on the 22nd.
Okay. Yeah, but I can cancel.
10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll cancel.
All right. Okay, so you made motion to adjourn. The second. All right. Motion made and seconded. Adjourn. It's
right.
8:48. This is